If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Good morning, vagina.
I have never been more ready in my entire life to do this right now.
Howdy. Howdy.
Hello.
Looks like it might turn cloudy, but come right in. The coffee pot is hot on the stove.
Hello, Poon.
Howdy.
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 Don't mind my old dog, Rowdy.
Hello.
'Cause he's all bark. Now park and tell me how far you drove.
How far you drove.
Hello!
And now,
word to the wise. Remember Pearl Harbor.
Don't trust the yellow man.
Our feature presentation.
All right, good morning, party people. It's 106.7 KROQ 535. And yeah, speaking of Pearl Harbor, today is the 7th of Double December.
Nice melons.
So, T-Rex Kevin. T-Rex Kevin.
We have the 7th of December off, of course, because Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah, we played an extra song even today, and you're not here.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You'll recall that last week Kevin said he's given up.
You're giving up.
He's just decided he can't do it. So
here's the thing about me being late. Our show starts too early.
Right.
And that's my feeling is that, you know what? I don't want to start at 5:30 anymore because that seems like it's just a little early.
But isn't that true of everybody? Doesn't everybody who work on, I mean, doesn't Lightning feel that way? And Alex and Lisa and Mike and Omar and Dave, we all feel that way.
Right. But all of you just sit around and wait for life to happen to you. I'm going to make things happen, see?
I don't know what you just said.
Oh,
what does that mean?
God.
It's a positive thing that I'm taking my life into my own hands and I'm saying I don't want to start at 5:30, so I'm not going to start at 5:30.
Mike thinks you're drunk.
I was wondering if you're drinking again, because it kind of sounds like we're this close to another Christmas in rehab.
Yeah.
No. What happened was my wife woke me up exactly 3 minutes ago.
Oh, dude.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And so you haven't even left your house yet.
No, I'm in my car, but I'm about, a minute from my house.
Dude.
So it's only 2 minutes from here the way he drives.
So what did you do about that essential bowl of cereal that you cannot leave your house
without? And the
without?
Shower that you have
and
to have.
And the shower, yeah.
Well, I couldn't do the essential bowl of cereal, but I did take I'd say 14-second shower.
Oh, that's bad news for Cycle Wet, who has to stand next to you all day. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you'd used a little soap, that would have helped, probably.
I like the natural smell
well,
of the
you're, man. You're dead to us.
I've been having problems getting up, as you know, because I've had problems sleeping. So I just decided a roofie. I should just put a roofie. Yeah, I should just give that to myself in the evening, and I'll sleep okay.
Once you took the roofie, were you able to take advantage and have some of yourself?
No, I actually passed out, and then now I just woke up. But I feel really rested, if that helps.
You may have had yourself and just don't remember.
Well, that could be, yeah.
I saw that on Veronica Mars, man. They stick something in your drink at the sorority party. Look out. And then you wake up the next day with your head shaved, and you've had sex, and you don't even remember who with.
My penis is bruised. I don't know what that's about.
It was actually me. I went over to Kevin's house when he was
Brett
incapacitated.
Davis,
I'm doing Jed, but that's okay.
Oh. Hi, Jed. Good morning.
106 points.
You sound very similar, Mike. I have news for you.
Well, I was watching Brandon Davis the other day, and he's a very effeminate man, and he talks very effeminately, and I don't know what that says for Jed, but,
Well, Jed's a homeless woman. We all know that. We've seen Jed lately. All right. Well, listen, Kevin, we're going to hang up on your fat ass. Why don't you come on in?
I'll be there.
And we'll talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, which is once again off to a stellar start. Is it that the job's not important, Lisa? Is that what is it not worth coming in for because it's so inconsequential?
I just think it's we're winding down. We're almost at the end of the year, and it's getting harder. We need a break.
Yeah,
that's
vacation
what I think
is coming. That's true.
And Kevin, he starts with less than us, so.
You know, it's funny because most people, they have this thing instilled in them from when they get their first job, which is, oh, my God, I'm in trouble with the man if I don't show up. It's just, you're just raised to think, oh, I can't be late because work is important and I don't want to, you know, not have a way to feed my family. Most of us have that ingrained into our heads somewhere.
Absolutely.
Is, I know it sucks, but that's why they call it work. That's why it's important that I get up and go to it. I mean, how often are you late, Lisa?
I'm never late.
I don't know that you ever have been, ever. No.
I think I had a flat once, maybe. But that was it. Yeah. I'm never late. But I think with Kevin, it is the Kevin and Bean show. So maybe he's kind of like one of those guys who owns his own business. And then he starts coming in later. And like his employees are waiting outside the door for him to open up the office. And, you know, it all just kind of goes to his head. And he just ends up on his own schedule.
Like Snoop Dogg once said so eloquently, he's paid the cost to be the boss, is what you're saying.
Exactly. You said it so well.
Okay. All right. Here's today's Kevin and Bean show straight ahead. Kevin not included. how about the guy who faked being retarded for 20 years to draw disability payments from the government? How about that guy?
I can't wait for the story. It's unbelievable.
It's so unbelievable. I mean, you think it's one thing to be, to be Johnny Depp in that movie Donnie Brasco, where he has to go undercover and pretend to be somebody else, you know?
Yeah.
But playing retarded for 20 years, essentially full time, I would imagine, you know, everywhere except outside your home, I would imagine you have to be this guy, right? Unbelievable story. We'll tell you about it just after 6 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. As you know, we are all this week looking for Miss Double December contestants. We're interviewing them. The 10 finalists are already at KROQ.com in the Kevin and Bean section. We are interviewing each of the girls this week. So we got two more on the schedule for today. Some BS astrology from astrologer Susan Miller coming up later today.
She was surprisingly popular last time she was on the show.
Shockingly popular.
People astrology.
I know. I like to think better of our audience, but I am so constantly disappointed. And this is just another example of that. She bilks you and you thank her for it in pair.
Yep,
I mean, that's
exactly
essentially
right.
How it works if you're an astrologer. It's a billion-dollar industry, and she'll be in to read your chart or talk about goddamn planet alignments. I don't know what she does, but astrology this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, very excited about this. He's one of my favorite guests that we ever have on the Kevin and Bean Show because he truly, you know, there are people out there who are doing good work that don't get the recognition they deserve. He's in that list. Mr. Skin will join us from MrSkin.com. And what he does is he has a website where all of just the nude scenes from movies appear on the website.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's a pay site, but think of all the movies you don't have to go to.
Yes, it's
really
worth
quite
it.
A service.
Yeah, if you skip one, you know, Texas Chainsaw the Beginning because you want to see Diora Baird's cans, you skip one of those, you've paid for the site to see that online without having to go to the theater.
That seems worthwhile.
Gentlemen, start your boners.
No kidding. God bless Mr. Skin. We'll talk to him. Ralph Garman, just in time for the holidays, is really pissed off about something. It's time for another edition of Ralph's Rants on the show today. I think he's bringing the hammers of hell. I will tell you that. It's been a while since I've seen him as fired up as he is today about this
I agree with
topic.
Him about this particular topic. This is one of those I think most of us can identify with.
Yes, yes. Most people will identify with what he's saying, but most people aren't man enough to stand up and buck the system like Ralph Garman is.
Exactly.
So that'll be happening later on today. And, oh, yes, there's a little something called the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006 concert that's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have a way for you to win tickets in the pit and backstage passes. We've never tried this before. You know our success rate with the new games. But we're going to try this in the 6 o'clock hour. We will give you a chance to earn him. Is Kevin back on the phone?
Idea.
Is he saying he wants to come back on the air?
Yeah.
What's going on now?
Should I just stay home or do I need to come?
Well, yeah, you should keep driving toward the station. Yeah, you should definitely come in.
All right, I'll come. I was just thinking maybe I should just stay home and enjoy myself.
No, keep coming.
All right, I'll be there, bye.
All right. So, K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets in the pit and backstage. That's coming up starting in the 6 o'clock hour. And, of course, you have a chance to win them all day long just for listening to K-Rock. It's 5:43. What's going on in Hollywood? Ralph's got the showbiz beat next on K-Rock. Here being this email begins from K-Rock listener Raymond. I'm listening to the radio. Kevin is definitely drunk, and I'm concerned. It's 5:52 on the world-famous K-Rock. Ralph, you've had a lot of experience with drinking.
Yes,
drinkers.
I'm drunk now.
Okay. But you don't sound it.
No.
When you heard Kevin's voice on the radio, were you as concerned as the rest of us that it sounds like a relapse?
Yeah, absolutely. He sounded way loaded. And then he called back to say, should I stay home? Should I stay home or just sit around and have him enjoy myself? No, come to work. Okay. That's a total drunk call. Only a drunk guy makes that call.
It did remind me too much of Las Vegas of trying to do this in Las
Here's
Vegas
the thing.
With Kevin.
I live life. I take life. I make life happen where you people just lay wait life for happen to you. I'm like, what is he saying?
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, it's puppy-like time for our boy Kevin.
We got troubles. All right, 5:52, Thursday morning, yes. In the pit, we got tickets for you and backstage passes next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Here's Ralph with the Shelby Feet.
Heather Mills McCartney is looking for another set of tapes to support her case in divorce court. Apparently, these tapes were some interviews that Paul McCartney did with an author named Jeffrey Giuliano for the autobiography of Ruth McCartney, his half-sister. And in these tapes, Ruth accuses Paul of violent rages against her. She says back when she was 15, Paul once pinned her to a wall and screamed at her, "You're fat, you're spotty, you don't have a life, you're not interesting. Most guys only take you out so they can meet me."
How old could Paul have been at that time?
He was probably just a young Beatle. He was probably 20-something.
20, yeah.
Look, that's what brothers
that's
do to
really
sisters.
Helpful.
That
of
has
course.
Nothing to do with,
oh my gosh.
With being married.
And by the way, I'm going to tell you, you can guarantee there were gentlemen callers to meet Paul. You can guarantee that they feigned interest in the sister to meet the celebrity. Absolutely.
And I'm
course.
Sure she was all full of herself because she was Paul McCartney's sister, and he probably took her down a peg or two. And she is fat and spotty, by the way. I've seen it. No, there's no joke about one leg. Apparently, Paul allegedly refused to give his half-sister money as well and suggested that she marry a rich Arab and said, "Do what women do."
Go, Paul.
Look, she's got nothing going on, so maybe she should.
I agree.
Apparently, this is the reason Ruth McCartney is pissed off at him, because Paul never gave her a bunch of cash.
I see.
Now, apparently, this book is a tell-all attempt to besmirch the ex-Beatle.
I got you.
One of my favorite words, by the way, besmirch.
Besmirch is awesome. Yeah. Hey, Ruth, why don't you do something with your life where you earn money as your brother did?
That's an idea. Did you go right yesterday, whore?
Exactly.
So I would have said. TMZ.com, you know, it's our entertainment website of record. We love them over there, but sometimes they bum us out. Today's one of those days. TMZ.com is reporting that the L.A. Department of Children and Family Services that I reported yesterday was going to be checking up on Britney Spears because she's a whore.
Yes.
Apparently, those rumors are untrue. There's no plans to interview Britney's kids and to check in on them. So.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I know.
Well, you got to figure that although she's not there, she certainly has enough money to hire lots of other people to be there.
Yeah, I guess they're okay. But I was hoping that they'd show up at her doorstep
anyway.
Yeah,
it would be fun.
You know what's interesting is and they follow him pretty closely. The paparazzi loves her ex, Kevin Federline. Has he even visited the children one time since he's been separated from
No,
Florida?
I can't imagine he has. But at least he's got all that financial support he's given them. Well, wait a minute.
I read an update yesterday on the Federleasy CD, Playing with Fire, which you remember we discussed heavily the first week it was out because it only sold 6,000 copies. Guess how many it sold now as of this week?
So it had sold 6,000?
6 to open, right. It opened with 6,400, I think, is what it sold the first week. How many has it sold now total?
Well, I think that once word of mouth got around and people started listening to the CD and telling their friends, he sold 4,500 now. I think a lot of people returned them.
Returned it?
Yeah.
9,000 total right now.
9,000.
9,000 total.
Our Christmas CD kicked his ass.
Yes.
Day one.
Yeah. Paris Hilton's CD, by the way, which was also listed in the article, has sold 160,000. 160,000 versus 9,000 for Kevin Federline.
That's awesome.
Hey, are we already on the air?
Hey, who's Kevin? Who's the blonde? Who's the blonde
guy?
Is
that Kevin?
Did the show start already?
I think so.
Why are we starting earlier each day?
Because the bottle keeps getting deeper every day, Kevin. That's why.
That could be Becky.
Yeah.
Why are we starting so early?
You just let life happen to you. I make my life happen. That's why I don't have to start at 5:30.
I was drunk. It's just sad, man.
Buzzed, but not drunk.
Whatever you're doing, man, stop it. Disney says Pirates of the Caribbean, speaking of sales, Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest was released on Tuesday, its first day available on DVD. How many do you think it sold on its first day of release, on Tuesday?
Well,
just hit stores Tuesday, that day, by the end of business Tuesday, how many had it sold?
Half a million. Have any idea, but I was going to say, like 2 million copies or something crazy.
Guess
like
again.
That.
Higher?
No.
Guess
How
again.
Much, Ralph?
4 million.
5 million copies of the DVD on the day of its release, Tuesday.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
The DVD could eclipse the previous record holder for DVD sales, which was
some Disney animated movie?
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh, my God.
The
first one.
You know, we had our friend Kevin Smith in on the show last week, the famous director, actor, and he's made a really good point that I had never really thought of, which is that more people will see a movie on DVD than we'll ever see it in the movie theater over the course of, you know, a number of years.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense that this is one of those movies that everyone will eventually see on DVD.
Apparently, we're all getting it for Christmas,
copies,
too.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Do DVDs ever earn more money than when they're in the theater?
Oh, quite often.
They do quite often?
Yeah. You know, then there's certain movies that are saved by DVDs. If there had been no DVDs, no one, for instance, would ever know about the movie Office Space.
Yeah, true.
The Office Space was a dismal failure at the box office in theaters, and yet it's made a ton of money in DVDs.
Yeah, that's true.
And has had a second life, you know.
And shows like Family Guy and stuff like that.
Sure, yeah. TV shows.
Yeah.
But in terms of feature films, there's a lot of them that make... In fact, when the movie companies figure in the financial justification as whether to greenlight a film or not, now when they go into their financial plans, they say, okay, how much money is this movie going to make over the course of its lifetime, especially in DVD sales and rentals.
Sense.
So before they even decide to make a film, they're already figuring out what the estimated money they'll make back on DVDs is.
Getting a note from Lightning that says Mallrats made more money on DVD than it ever did in the theaters.
Oh, I'm sure Kevin Smith's movies often do because
good example,
it doesn't have a lot of people who go to the theaters this year.
What would happen, Ralph, if Kevin Smith were filming a movie and he just woke up and decided he didn't feel like coming in, or maybe he was just going to come in whenever? Would that impact the production? Or?
You know, Bean, from having done Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg, that there's an enormous amount of people on the set every day that depend on, you know, the leaders of the production to be there on time, to be prepared, to get everybody, you know, sort of in the right frame of mind. So it would be a huge detriment to the production.
Sounds like a real hardship, maybe, if somebody would just decide, I don't really feel like showing up on time, just let everybody else wait.
Well, first of all, they'd be an a-hole. You got to factor that in.
We used to have a production guy here at K-Rock.
Yeah, we did.
Named Big Mama. And he was late all the time. And Kevin called for his head. Kevin actually had them remove his head here at K-Rock.
I remember
we buried the body in the parking lot.
I was very upset with him.
He hated the fact that he was late all the time.
Do you notice I'm not angry at anybody else when they're late now? I've changed my whole thing.
Yeah. I've gotten much more forgiving about that. I wonder why.
Kevin used to have a draconian, almost Nazi-like policy of making you pay if you were late. Remember when he used to do that to Lightning? You have to put money in the fund.
That was Lightning. He was late like 3 days a week at that point. So we just
I think it may be time to start coming up with a money system here is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you.
And lastly, you know, the Laugh Factory has outlawed the N-word. The use of the N-word at their nightclub.
Really?
Their comedy club, because, of course, of the big Michael Richards fiasco.
Yeah, that's absurd.
So to keep themselves in the thick of this story and to keep the press, you know, this is the one they demanded Michael Richards be fined $6 million or something because he used it to donate to charity, which he had no obligation to do whatsoever. They just wanted to put out a press release.
Yeah, they're not the police, exactly.
They've put another press release saying they have banned the use of the N-word at their comedy club. And the club has now announced they are imposing a $20 fine each time the word is used on stage and will ban any comedian from the club for a period of 3 months should they use the word on stage.
That's... Well, others may disagree, but I think that's absurd.
Along this weekend comes Damon Wayans.
Yes.
Good. Damon Wayans right now owes the Laugh Factory $320 for using the N-word 16 times during his appearance. The club has also announced they have banned him for 3 months. He won't be able to perform there for 3 months.
Since when are comedy clubs making rules like that? That seems odd.
Especially the fact that live comedy, stand-up comedy, is sort of the last bastion of free expression when it comes to the arts. You can't say whatever you want to say on TV. You can't say it on radio. You can't say it in movies without some sort of penalty. But when you do stand-up, you can express yourself and do whatever you want. So the Laugh Factory says now you can't use the N-word.
And by the way, there are artistic reasons why you might want to use that word for comedy.
For instance, Damon was hosting an evening of all-black comedians. Right. So he gets up on stage and the first thing he says, thanks for coming down to N-Night at the Laugh Factory.
Funny.
But he got popped for a $20 fine. So. Doesn't seem right somehow.
No.
No way somehow. Today's celebrity birthdays... You guys know Tom Waits, the singer-songwriter?
Oh,
certainly.
He's so great.
I know of him. I don't know his music.
He's so great. You would hate him because he sings like this. He's got one of those voices.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty voice, but he's a really talented guy.
He's a great songwriter, too. He's had a bunch of songs that other people have done that are a little more palatable, but...
He's 57 years old today. Tim Butler, bassist for the Psychedelic Furs, turns 48. C. Thomas Howell, he was back in the Brat Pack back in the day. Remember The Outsiders?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he had a career.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, sure is 40 now.
Past tense.
Sure not having much of a career.
I think he's got a radio show.
Yep.
See Thomas Howell does?
You shaking your head correctly?
Sunday nights on KL 97.1. He does.
On like the Free Talk FM over
like
there?
Showbiz
really?
Show. Yeah.
He's got his own talk radio show.
Wow.
What's he talk about?
Showbiz. And-
hey, remember when I used to be in movies? Those
was
were
he
good
the guy,
times.
Ralph? Was he in Soul Man, the one where
yes.
he turned black? Was that
yes.
Thomas
oh,
Howell?
Exactly.
He woke up one day and he was black?
No, no. He didn't. He disguised himself as black to get a free scholarship to Harvard or something.
Oh, is that what it was?
He pretended
okay.
to be black. He put like shoe polish
no,
on his face.
He took like. Overdosed on melatonin pills.
Yeah, but in reality, it looked like he put shoe polish on his
right,
face and put like a bad Afro wig on. And he's like walking like a stereotypical black guy. And he's the whitest guy in the world. Looked nothing like a black guy just with a big heavy tan on.
At best, he looked like an Egyptian. You know, that at best. It was,
and he walked like an Egyptian, too. Yeah, it's a horrible film. That if you made it today, you would be nailed to a cross if you tried to make
well,
that movie.
The Comedy Store would fine you, too, by the way.
That's right. However, the Wayans brothers can be white chicks, so that all works out.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
Shuri Appleby, one of our favorite actresses. She played Liz Parker on Roswell, and she's dynamite looking. She's 28 years old today.
Sure is.
And Aaron Carter from the House of Carters. Oh. Aaron Carter, singer, legend, is 19 years old today. When's he booking himself into rehab? And frankly, when's Kevin booking
He's
himself
past,
into rehab?
That's way what past we want to know.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, put up the splatter guard because I'm getting ready to mention Mike's boyfriend, Jared Leto.
But oh!
I read an interview with him yesterday where he talked about how much he's looking forward to the Almost Acoustic Christmas show this weekend because he always has tried to go to that show in the past, has been before, but it's always one of his favorite rock shows. He loves to go as a guest.
No kidding.
But now he gets to go as a performer, so he's just super psyched about it. So I think that's awesome. And, of course, we are giving away tickets today and tomorrow that you can win, including right now. We're talking about night number two, and I don't know how this new game is going to go, but I am excited to say we do have a great new intro for it, so at least we've got that.
It's time for Kevin and me to give away some tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. But in order for you to win, you can't stop the rock.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop. Can't stop the rock.
Fantastic.
Can't stop the rock, people. That's the name of this particular contest.
Look at all the phones ringing. Look at people ringing the phones off the hook. They have no idea what they're in store for here today, but we are going to try something brand new. We are giving away tickets for night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. So that's Gnarls Barkley, Angels and Airwaves, Snow Patrol, She Wants Revenge, The Rockin' Tours, Evanescence, Panic at the Disco, Beck, The Killers, and Foo Fighters. And we're looking for a real fan of one of these bands to try to earn these tickets this morning.
Yeah, we get a lot of email from people saying, oh, I hate it when you do it randomly because anybody can win. They don't even have to be a fan. It's driving me crazy. Why don't you do something that we have to work for so that we can actually earn our own way in and prove that we really want to go more than anybody else?
Right.
So that's what we're doing this morning. Night number two, we're talking about tickets in the pit and backstage. So you're right up front for night number two to see every single band and you get to go backstage. What we're going to do is we're going to look for a male and a female. We're going to pick the two in the next break in about 10 minutes. So you can start calling 1-800-520-1067. You're going to tell us what your favorite band is from night number two. One of the ones Beans just mentioned. Gnarls Barkley, Angels and Airwaves, Snow Patrol, She Wants Revenge, The Raconteurs, Evanescence, Foo Fighters, Killers, Beck, and Panic at the Disco. You tell us...
Sorry. Back to you.
I need that. That's a real bean sneeze.
God.
I know it is not possible that that's a real bean sneeze, but it is.
I used to turn the mic off when I sneeze.
No.
Like they teach you in radio school, but you guys enjoy it so much that now I just let it fly.
It's like Christmas came early.
It is. It's really, that's all we need for Christmas right there. So anyway, we're going to find a guy and a girl. You're going to tell us what your favorite band is, and then you're going to sing for us your favorite song from them.
Ooh.
But here's the catch, because it's called Can't Stop the Rock. We're going to have you start singing in about 10 minutes. And you have to sing the exact same song into your phone continuously for an hour, for 2 hours, for 3 hours, however long it takes to outsing your opponent. And we're going to listen to you singing for a little bit, then we're going to put you on hold. We could come back to you in between commercials, right after a song, in the middle of Ralph's showbiz beat. At any point this morning, we're going to click right on that line. And if you're not singing continuously, you're out.
Right.
So every single time we check in with you, you have to be continuing to sing the same songs.
I can't even imagine what that would be like. I've never tried to sing for 2 or 3 or 4 hours.
It's the same song, too.
Yeah.
You don't get a bathroom break. You're going to have to do that whenever it strikes.
I guess you can take the phone with you.
Take the phone with you. We're not responsible necessarily for phone lines that drop.
Yeah.
And if there's a tie, in the case of a tie at the end of the show, we are going to do the standby Kevin and Breen tiebreaker, which is rock, paper, scissors.
Well, certainly. That's the way all great decisions are made.
So you got to pick your band, you got to pick your song, you have to start singing it at 6 o'clock. There's a good possibility, if the other person doesn't give up sooner, that you will be singing that song into your phone from now until the end of the show.
Yes. Wow.
It might be a good idea for you, if you have a minute before we get to you on the telephones, go ahead and call us now, but it might be a good idea for you to have some lyrics around if it's not a song that you know the words to, just so you have something to refer to as right. You're singing it over and over and over again.
So it might be 20 minutes till we come back to you. It might be 30 seconds. We'll check right back in with you just to try and catch you not singing.
I think just holding the phone up to your face that long is going to be a challenge. That's really a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I get tired of talking on the phone after a while. Don't
I guess.
You? Well, you never talk on the phone, Kevin. You don't even know
but
what
that's
like. But
I don't think holding the phone is the tiring
part. For 4
part.
Hours?
I think singing the same song continuously without a break, I think that
I
might
think
wear people down.
The whole thing.
Okay,
is
maybe it's
hard.
The whole thing. So well, Can't Stop the Rock is the name of the contest. You call. We're going to pick some contestants next. We need one guy and one girl. And then we need you to be able to have enough schedule. You can't have to leave it a half
right.
hour for work because that doesn't where you'll lose. You have to be able to sing the song to us as long as it takes.
Is this torture? Is this fun for the rest of us? Yes, both of those things. But
yeah.
Also, if you're the last man singing, you will win tickets in the pit and backstage passes to night number 2. So let me give you the bands one more time. You decide who you like, what song you're going to sing, and then give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. Will it be Gnarls Barkley, Angels and Airwaves, Snow Patrol, She Wants Revenge, The Rockin' Tours, Evanescence, Panic at the Disco, Beck, The Killers, or Foo Fighters? We'll take your calls when we come back on the world famous...
Now, it's time for Kevin and Bean to give away some tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. But in order for you to win, you can't stop the rock.
Stop the rock, can't stop the rock, you can't stop.
I have to get that tattooed on my body somewhere. Can't stop the rock. That seems like a good motto to live your life by, don't you think?
Well, maybe you just have thug life taken off with lasers and put it right there on your stomach.
Well, it took me 6 months to get thug life done.
Thug light, by the way, is a much better idea for you.
Yeah, you're right. It's 6:39 Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah, the shows are this weekend. They're completely sold out. We're talking about the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006, Saturday and Sunday night. By the way, encore presentation. If you're not able to watch the webcam this weekend or, you know, hear the shows. We are going to be playing the best of Acoustic Christmas 2006 Monday night. Is it commercial free? Do I remember
it
that
is.
Correctly?
Yep.
Yeah. So that'll be a Monday night right here on K-Rock. Right now, though, the business at hand is trying to give away some tickets to night number 2. We've got a great new way for you to try to earn those tickets if you're a fan of the bands playing that night at the Gibson Amphitheater.
There's one other rule that we forgot to mention, and that's that speaker phones do not work. You have to be on the phone. You can't be on a speakerphone.
Okay.
Because then you can wander around the house, you know, whatever, and you
right.
get a little advantage. John 23, Moreno Valley. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Now, John, did we do a good job of explaining what we're going to be looking for here this morning? Do you understand what it is that we're asking someone to do?
And I feel bad that I actually have the time to be singing all fucking morning.
Yeah, well, all 8 lines are packed with people who actually have that kind of time. You're not supposed to go to work or school or anything?
But you know what? I work solo, and I just drive around all day, basically. So I'm just going to be on my cell phone driving, singing, and
okay.
people are going to be looking at me all weird.
Now, let me just say, if your cell phone cuts out, that's not our fault, and you could lose the game. You know that, right?
Hey, I got Verizon, man. I'm on all the time.
Okay.
is it irresponsible of us if we were to pick someone who is driving in traffic and will instead be concentrating on playing our stupid little radio game?
Well, considering that my job concerns so much safety, it's my responsibility, I think.
All right. Okay. Hold on a second. Let's go to Mitch, who is calling from Chino. Good morning, Chino.
Yeah.
Chino.
Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, the entire city of Chino, which you're from.
Yeah.
Mitch, tell us about yourself. You're 20.
Yeah.
And
I'm from Chino, yeah.
Do you go to school?
I go to school and work.
And what
is your schedule today?
Yeah, I am, actually.
You don't have to be to high school before what? 8,
no,
9?
I'm supposed to be at work. I work at J.C. Penney's. I'm supposed to be there, like, in an hour, but it's all right. I can be late.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Mitch. He's 20. He's out of high school. He's a
working stuff. I know, that was a joke, dude. 20, still in high school. That's funny. All right, let's go to Chris, who is 24 from Moreno Valley. Good morning, Chris.
What's up, guys? Hey, Lisa, man.
Hi, Chris.
Chris, what do you think about the idea? You know what we're talking about doing? We're talking about if you are selected as the guy, you are going to be singing perhaps for hours. Are you cool with that?
I'm cool with it. I think it sucks, but hey, I want some tickets.
We're going to play commercials. We might come to you during commercials. We might pop on the line during Ross Showbiz Beat. Everything that we do today, we'll be talking to a Miss Double December. We might go right to you. You have to be singing the entire time. What's your favorite band, and what song would you choose?
The Killers, and I'm going to be singing When You Were Young.
Can you just give us a little of that so we know what we're in for today?
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like a gentleman.
Okay, all right. That's not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
Okay, you hold on. Let's go to Kimberly, who is 15 in Monterey Park, and I'm guessing you are still in high school.
Yes, I am.
And how's that going to work?
Well, I don't know, but I hope I graduate.
Okay. Right. I think what Kevin was referring to is just this morning. What'll happen when you're supposed to leave to catch the bus in 30 minutes?
Well, my dad's going to pick me up, and hopefully I will not have to go to school today. I really hope not.
Oh, I see, because you're going to try and get your parents to let you stay home to win this contest.
Yes, and my parents are very gullible, so I think it might work.
But if you do, and first period is algebra or something, you're going to have to keep singing in algebra.
Well, no, actually, I have PE, so I can just hide behind the bleachers,
Okay.
Like sounds like trouble.
what band, what song would you be singing?
Panic at the Disco, I Write Sins, Not Tragedies.
Give us a little taste of what that would sound like.
Well, imagine, has a pace in a church in a cute corridor. Well, I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words.
Okay,
well done. Thank you very much, Kimberly. All right, we'll talk to a couple more, and then we got to make our decision and find out who's going to be singing. Kristen is in Corona. Kristen, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you think about the idea? You ready to sing?
Yes, I am.
You don't have work, school, or anything?
I'm sitting in traffic, so I got all time in the world.
All right, make sure, like we say again, if your cell phone drops out, you lose, so make sure you plug it in.
Oh, it's plugged in.
Okay,
and
all right.
Okay. Too.
You have Verizon. Boy, quite a commercial for Verizon. What number will you be doing in from what band this morning if you're selected, Kristen?
From She Wants Revenge, Out of Control.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
With the high heel against the wall, kind of dancing, so not at all. She had a stocking running up her thigh, snapped her fingers
to
keep the time.
Would you like to perform instead of them? Because, wow, that's good.
That's not going to get annoying 10 minutes in, 30 minutes in, 2 hours in, right? We're going to love that.
All right, let's end with Monique from Inglewood. Good morning, Monique.
Inglewood!
Hi. Hi there. Monique.
I thought Inglewood was always up to no good, Monique. And you're willing to play along with our silly nonsense here?
You know it.
Now, Inglewood, damn. Monique, so what is it that you do in the morning? You have a job you can get out of or school or what?
You guys, my day is so free. It's
You have all day, okay.
Hey, Monique, are you a sister?
Hey, you know I am.
Oh, fantastic! You know, that's right. The sisters are very sturdy people. She has a built-in advantage for this.
What?
I'm just saying, hardworking people. That's all I'm saying.
What are you talking about? Sturdy? That's not a good thing.
Hang on one second here, Monique. I like Monique very much. What'd you think of the guys? I liked Chris. I also liked John.
Chris.
What'd you get? You guys like Chris?
Because Chris is not going to be driving around. That does make me nervous. And plus, if the phone cuts out, that sucks.
Chris from Moreno Valley was Killers when you were young. And then we had Kimberly, the high school student, Panic at the Disco.
Who may end up having to go to school.
We have Kristen. She wants revenge. That was painful.
Yeah.
I say, in the interest of time, let's go with Monique in Inglewood. Let's go with Chris in Moreno Valley, and let's get them started on singing their songs.
All right. So we have Chris in Moreno Valley. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, guys?
You are one of our finalists.
Awesome.
It's down to two people. You have a 50-50 chance of winning, and it's in your hands. You can make it happen yourself.
Excellent.
Okay, now hang on one second. Let me bring Monique back because that's who else we're going with. Line 7. Monique, good morning.
Hi, Kevin.
You're one of our finalists.
Shut up.
Okay.
Now, you guys understand that if you're going to be singing from now till whenever, okay? It's really up to you to outlast the other contestant. What I'm saying is, if you got to pee or something, you're just going to have to take the phone with you if necessary. You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's not like you get 5 minutes off an hour to take care of business. You got to keep singing.
I'm peeing right now.
Yeah, we can tell, Chris. Have we heard Monique sing? Have we tried her out yet? Because I want to make sure that we're not going to just hate this contest on our end. Monique, give us a little bit of She Wants Revenge.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's see. There's nothing to see here. People keep moving on. Mold is falling and then they're gone. No one cares when the show is done. Do I have to play, like, in my head, I have the music, so just keep going with the words?
Well, here's the thing. Basically, you have to not stop. There's nothing you can do to stop. I don't care if we come to you and you say, I was just getting a glass of water because I had something in my throat. You're out. I mean, for any reason, if you stop singing, you're out.
So don't pause for the music, basically. Right.
But to answer Monique's question... To answer Monique's question, though, I think she could do the music with her mouth if she wanted. If she gets to the part of the song where it's going na-na-na-na-na-na or whatever, she can do that and then get back to the lyrics when they start singing, right?
You can't wait. You can't wait for any reason. So if there's an instrumental part with no lyrics, you have to sing the instrumental part with your mouth, okay?
All right, sounds good.
For any reason, you will lose if you're not singing when we go to you.
No.
Monique, do you know the words? Do you know all the words to your song?
I do. I'm just a little nervous because I want this so badly.
Yeah,
I understand.
I get nervous when I sing.
Okay.
But well, I do.
That's going to wait. Well, you have a 50-50 chance. It's you against Chris from Moreno Valley, and you guys are going to start singing right now, and then we're just going to check back in with you occasionally, okay?
Okay. It's 6:47 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Night number two tickets are what are up for grabs. If you're just joining us, Chris from Moreno Valley is on the line. Monique from Inglewood is on the line. They are going to sing until the other one isn't. That's when they're going to win. So make sure your phones are ready to go, and we'll do a countdown of 3, 2, 1, and then you'll start singing your respective songs at the same time, and you can't stop the rock. You guys ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Good luck to both contestants. Hope you win. 3, 2, 1, sing.
You sit there.
There's no one to see here. People keep moving on. Over sideways and then they're gone. No one cares when the show is done.
All right. They're both on hold now, but they should still be singing the entire time.
It's going to be a long day, huh?
We're going to go back and we're going to check in with them every once in a while throughout the show.
Okay.
And just make sure they're still singing. And somebody's going to probably crap out at some point, and then they're going to have to give up and the other person's got to win.
Okay.
Tickets in the pit. Backstage passes. Night number two of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. That's what's coming up.
Oh,
seriously?
Vacation cannot come fast enough for me and you people.
Dead serious.
Is it an oil painting of your dog? Is that what it is, Mike?
Well, I didn't get the details because they didn't want to give it away, but they had to tell me, unfortunately, because it wouldn't be here for Christmas.
6:58 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We don't have time for that right now. It's KRKFM Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Yeah, we won't go to him right now, but Chris and Monique are still singing their little hearts out. They're trying to win those tickets for night number two in the pit and backstage passes, but we could go to them at any time. First, Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah, for those of you who didn't hear, that's the longest continued singing of an artist who is performing a K-Rock Acoustic Christmas Night 2. They have to continue singing throughout the entirety of the show until one of them drops, and whoever remains will win those tickets. So we'll be checking with them.
The devil's water, it's so sweet.
Okay, that's good.
We'll be checking in from time to time with them when they least expect it to see if they're still holding up their end of the bargain. Before I get to the showbiz news, a quick little email here. This is from... who is this from? Oh, she doesn't say. But... I thought it was interesting. Celebrity sighting. Dear Ralph, on Saturday, my wife and I went to VH1's Big in 06 Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We were very surprised to see our favorite little cheerleader, Hayden Panettiere, exchanging phone numbers with the leader of the Poontang Clan, Paris Hilton.
Oh, no.
This must be what they meant when they said we need to save the cheerleader to save the world.
Oh, no.
Please... If we don't stop them from meeting again, she will end up with 3-foot beef curtains and marrying a backup dancer named Hey Fed. Please help us, Ralph. You're our only hope. P.S. Popo Zal. So, wow.
I don't want Paris to get a hold of little Hayden.
That's what he's saying. He's saying we have to save the cheerleader, save the world.
We do have to stop that from happening.
Absolutely. It's bad stuff. Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. I mentioned this week that they broke up.
Yeah.
And I told you I didn't care.
Right. Yeah.
But I care about this story. This story cracks me up. The word is, the thing that broke them up.
Yes.
Is the fact that Vince spent a night with a smoking hot blonde Texas co-ed.
Right.
While Jennifer was away working.
Kevin says and your point is.
No, I'm just saying.
And how he got busted.
Yeah.
She emailed all of her sorority sisters details of their sexual dalliance. 22 sorority sisters got an email from her
detailing the entire evening they spent together.
Saying, hey, I banged Vince Vaughn, aren't I something?
Yep. Wow. And the story spread from there, and that's how Jennifer Aniston heard about it, because the press got a hold of it. So.
Wow.
It's a lesson to be learned, fellas.
All of her friends called up, and they were chanting,
Swallow! Swallow! Oh, come Swallow! On. No. Swallow! Stop. Swallow! Stop. Swallow! Stop.
What's the lesson, Ralph? I want to make sure I understand. Don't bang a girl with text messages?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Text. Only bang a girl with no thumbs. If the universe is telling you to run away from someone, perhaps you should. Kate Moss has announced she still wants to marry Baby Shambles frontman Pete Doherty.
My
what
God.
Is the deal?
And yet he's in another sticky legal scenario. The London Sun newspaper has announced that police want to talk to Pete Doherty about the death of actor Mark Blanco. It seems that Mark fell to his death from a balcony of the second floor East London apartment during a party last Sunday, moments after a furious, very public argument between him and Pete Doherty.
Well, that'll teach him not to argue with Pete Doherty.
There is, right now, no charges against Pete, saying that he was involved in the tragedy, but the police obviously would like to talk to him about the events that led up to his fall.
Sure.
They're not saying he was pushed. However, he'd like to know what the argument was about and where Pete was when the guy plummeted to his death.
This guy who lives in England, right, Bean?
Yeah.
And he's considered, musically brilliant, but his life is just nothing but drugs all the time.
Yeah. And has been busted time and time and time again.
Yeah, this is the first story Ralph's ever done about him where charges weren't pressed.
Yeah. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Right. Until we find out he pushed the guy over a balcony.
The only thing I think is that Kate Moss stays with him because he's got access to the best junk. That's the only thing I can think is that's her connection.
Could be.
Sean Combs and his girlfriend Kim Porter arguing these days, according to In Touch magazine, over what to name their illegitimate children. Kim has announced she'd like traditional names like Grace and Emily for the two girls. Diddy, of course, wants to name them Ruby and Diamond.
Ruby and Diamond.
Ruby and Diamond. Wow. Even with the kids, you got to have the bling. You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
You know.
I do know.
And this should be interesting. Fox has announced they are taking the plot of the Terminator movies and doing a TV series based on it. It's going to be the life of John Connor, the 15-year-old who becomes the leader of the resistance on Earth after the machines take over.
Right. That might be good.
So it'll be the story of teenage John Connor growing into his role as the savior of mankind and his relationship with his mother, Sarah Connor, of course, was played by Linda Hamilton in the movies. And that's what they're going to do. Because sort of like a hero's lost kind of thing with the plot line of John Connor growing up to become leader of the resistance.
Okay. She's not necessarily strong with the lyrics.
She's going, tum, 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 tum.
Well, we told her if there's an instrumental part with no, words, they have to sing that part too. So maybe that's what she was doing.
I don't know.
Sounded like it would be a lot funnier yesterday.
No, it's all hanging in there.
Okay.
And Jenny McCarthy has announced she has no plans to marry boyfriend Jim Carrey. We're happy the way things are, she said. Look, as long as they don't procreate, I don't care what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Marry, date, whatever, just don't have children. Because those kids will be so obnoxious.
Yeah. Well, they'll make funny faces, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that'll
their
sure
ass
be
a lot.
Funny. Look at me.
The faces they'll make.
Oh, my favorite Dr. Seuss book. Oh, the faces you'll make. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ellen Burstyn, a very talented Oscar-winning actress, 74 years old today. Tim Butler, bassist for Psychedelic Furs, turns 48. C. Thomas Howell. He was an actor, he was an E.T., he was in The Outsiders, he's been in a ton of movies. He's 40 years old now, not working so much. A listener emailed me and said, yeah, C. Thomas Howell doesn't have much of a career anymore, but I bet he's on time for his radio show.
Oh! Oh!
Burn! Thomas Howell has a radio show over there on Free FM, apparently, on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
Never heard it, but I'm sure it's fascinating. And Shirley Appleby, lastly, who played Liz Parker on Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can tell Bean enjoyed that show.
Yeah, just a bit.
Certainly did.
She's 28 today.
It was her and Katherine Heigl as the two chicks on that show.
Yeah,
what is
trust
not to love about it?
That's strong.
That's pretty good.
I'm on your side. Aaron Carter of the House of Carters celebrates his 19th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Keep moving on. Slowly the next town and then they're gone.
We have a contest in progress right now. K-Rock listeners Chris and Monique are vying to win their tickets and backstage passes for night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006.
That's singing the same song the entire show.
Can't stop the rock.
That's true.
No, you can't stop the rock. That's a good point, Ralph. But I'm saying that you can still win your tickets in the pit and backstage passes all day long on K-Rock, and that starts at 9 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
How is she always at that part of the song?
I don't know. She's good, though, huh?
Yeah, she has no lyrics.
7:13 plus, we'll meet one of our new Miss Double December contestants. We got the final 10 up at KRock.com. We'll talk to another one of the ladies in about 10 minutes or so. And, of course, tomorrow is the day that we unveil who Miss Double December 2007 will be. First, though, Ralph is fired up. Ralph's pissed off about something.
Yeah, here's the thing. Most people go to therapists, but if things get too intense for us, we just have to bring it on the air and do something about it.
Let's purge.
You got to purge. You got to do something like that.
Much healthier.
It's time for another Ralph's Rant.
One man. One quest. He doesn't sleep until corruption and deceit is brought to the forefront. His crusade is to make right on all that is wrong in the world. A fighter for injustice. He will avenge us all. His name, Ralph Garman. And this is Ralph's Rant.
Bugging you today, Ralph.
That intro. First and foremost.
I'm bringing stuff to the forefront,
and then I'm making right on everything that's wrong. I don't even know what that means.
It's giving you a lot more credit, that's for sure, than what's actually happening.
We got to make a new one. Here's my thing. I am tired of making tinkle in my pants.
Well, there are other ways to not have to pee your pants.
I wish there were, Kevin. But here's the thing,
Ralph. If that's your problem you're having is with incontinence.
No, my problem is not with incontinence. It's with incompetence, my friends.
Ooh.
I am so tired. Let me tell you a little story. I was in a very popular sub sandwich place.
Right.
In Southern California, the place that they make sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And you go in there and you stand in line for your sandwiches. And here's the thing. I don't know about you, but I have a very reactive bladder. I can walk into a building not having to go to the bathroom at all. Mm-hmm. And then I have to go to the bathroom. When it hits me, I got to go.
Like, really?
I don't have any choices. There's no in-between with me. It's like, I might have to go in 5 minutes. I got to go when I got to go.
Have you seen a doctor about this?
No.
Okay.
So, I am standing in line at a popular sub. I did it again.
A sub shop, a place that sells subs. There's lots of them.
Right. A sandwich shop.
Right.
And I'm trying to order my sandwich, and they're asking me what I want on it and stuff, and it's great. And I say, I'm sorry, I need to, can I use your restroom real quick? No, that restroom is just for employees. But this is a restaurant, and I have to go to the bathroom. Can I please just... And this is an emergency. I really have to go. I'm going to wet myself standing here in front of your counter if you don't let me use your restroom. No, I'm sorry. You can't use the restroom. You have a restroom, don't you? Yes, we have one. Let me use it, then. Let me go in and pee in that room.
Nobody's in it right at this
moment. No one is in it, or I'm going to go on your floor, and you're going to have to get a mop and some sawdust. Please let me use your bathroom. No, it's policy. I can't do that. Then I'm in the bookstore. I'm in a bookstore the other day, a small bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking around. And here's the thing. A bookstore is the kind of place where you're walking around for a while. You're browsing. You're looking at stuff.
It's been a long time.
Christmas gifts, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it hits me, and I have to go to the bathroom. So I go up to the counter and say, do you folks have a bathroom here? Yes. Can I please use that? No, I'm sorry. You can't.
It's for employees.
This one's insurance. Insurance for insurance reasons. You can't use it. Like, what's happening in your bathroom that your insurance rates skyrocket if someone goes in there and uses it? No, it's an insurance thing. We can't allow anyone to use the bathroom. What if you were to get hurt in the bathroom? What do you think I'm going to do in your bathroom? You think I'm going to be straining so hard I'm going to blow out my O-ring and you're going to have to call the paramedics? What could possibly happen to me? I just have to go pee. That's all I have to do. I promise I'll be very careful. I'll be careful about how I pee. I'll unzip myself really slowly and I will put on asbestos gloves to handle my penis so nothing happens to me.
You know, I think if you're
No, you cannot use the bathroom.
If you're on the beach, for example, and a lot of people come in to use the bathroom that are not, you know, buying anything.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I can understand that.
Sure.
Bathroom reserved for customers only? Absolutely, I can get that.
Right.
But I'm spending, at this bookstore in particular, I was spending a lot of cash at their counter.
Right.
And I go into this this restaurant on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm saying to everybody, if you've got a goddamn bathroom in your establishment, customers should be allowed to use that.
And if you have customers coming in all the time and buying things from you.
I need to use your bathroom, and I don't want to hear any more BS excuses that it's just for employees and it's just for insurance purposes. I don't want any more lies. You have a bathroom, People just void waste in bathrooms. That's all they do. And let me do that.
That particular restaurant you're talking about does call itself a restaurant. They have tables where you can eat there. And my understanding has always been if you sit down and eat someplace, they are legally supposed to provide you a bathroom. Maybe that's not true, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
Apparently not, because it's not the first...
Okay, back to you, Rob.
It's not the first location. This is a chain of stores. Yeah. And it's not the first location I've been to where they wouldn't allow me to go to the bathroom. Right. And I have almost had an accident. I have to leave. I have to when they're in the midst of making my sandwich, I have to leave the restaurant and go to a gas station or go someplace else that will let me use their bathroom.
Guys, don't you think that most businesses do not provide a restroom? I mean, aren't they few and far between that do? I mean, the big stores, the Targets and Walmarts and places like that, of course, they have them. They got a huge amount of customers.
Yeah, but it seems like they have...
Most places don't, though, right?
I don't think so. I think most places do.
It seems like if they have a restroom and you are purchasing something from their business, you get to use the restroom.
Even the small storefronts along Melrose and places where I shop on a regular basis, they all have bathrooms. All of those buildings have bathrooms.
They let you in?
No! I'm telling you, there's a growing trend where they will not let you use bathrooms. 7-Eleven
doesn't.
They
doesn't let you use
the
bathroom.
Each and every one of those have bathrooms. Each and every one of them. My question today in my rant is, why are people guarding their bathrooms so tightly? Why are they protecting their bathrooms so vehemently? What is the danger? What's happening in these bathrooms that they won't let regular people use the bathrooms?
People like our former sports guy Money goes in there and just destroys it.
Puts it out of commission for a week.
The story is, that's what bathrooms are for. I'm sorry if someone stinks up your bathroom, but that's what happens in bathrooms.
I got to imagine they just don't want the hassle of having to clean up after that many people. That's the only thing I can imagine.
Well, that is tough darts, because that, as you say, is the cost of being the boss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
If you've got a restaurant or a store or something, and people are spending money and they're buying money, the least you can do to accommodate your customers is to let them take a leak. Because I'm serious. I've almost wet my pants in locations.
You know what else is strange is that you would think that if they let you use the restroom, that you would be able to be comfortable and spend a lot more time in their store.
I'll tell you, I've been dancing at counters, bouncing up and down, saying, could you please ring me up quicker? Because I'm trying to bolt out of their store so I can pee. I've peed in empty water bottles in my car. I get the stuff that I buy, and I get in the car in the passenger seat, and I have to kind of recline the seat back and undo my pants and get an empty Sparklets bottle from my back seat and fill it because I can't wait another second longer to get to someplace where there's going to be a bathroom.
You know, what some places do, Ralph, and maybe this is a suggestion that would be amenable to you, is they'll give a token that will open a locked bathroom door for a customer. That way they don't have every homeless guy come
right,
in
sure.
and use it up their
That's
thing.
Fine. So, they could have given them a token.
Let's talk to Jill in Moore Park, who has a comment on this. Used to be in the restaurant business. Hi, Jill. You're on the Kevin and Bean, Sean Kerouac. What do you think about Ralph's rant? No public restrooms in so many places he shops.
That's crap.
No, it isn't. That's the problem. You have to hold the crap.
Yeah, that's bad.
No, legally, any restaurant establishment that is serving food to customers has to supply a restroom.
Well, so how come these chains get away with it?
How come so many of them get away with it?
I have no idea, but I know that if you... I don't know if you can. I don't know exactly how to find out, but I do know that next to a place that I used to work at would not allow people to use the restroom, and it was a sub shop. It was a small sub shop.
Right.
They were fined for not allowing customers to use the restroom.
Okay. Thank you.
Ralph, you may have to find that rule online and print it out and carry it with you in your wallet so you can show them the California Penal Code or something.
Penal California Code. Is that appropriate? Code.
Yes,
I'm going to get it laminated and wear it around my neck when I go into places. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to pull it up before the in the commercial break, but in the building and planning code for that comes out of Sacramento, there's one for square footage. So buildings that are under 1,500 square feet don't have to have a public restroom. And
if they're less than 1,500 square feet,
even if they serve food,
I'm actually going through this issue down at my store. And it's all about square footage and the total occupancy. So if it's a certain size, you do have to have a restroom, but it can be used only for employees.
Huh.
That's bogus.
It is bogus.
That is bogus.
I don't care what size your establishment is. If there is a restroom on premises, how can you deny me that? Especially if I'm in an emergency situation, I say, look, I really have to go. Could you please let me use your restroom? And they bald-faced to your eye to eye, they say, no, you cannot relieve yourself.
Let me ask you this, Ralph, and I just thought of this. What about in so many places where the restroom is located in the back of the store where all the stock is kept, where the offices are kept, stuff that they don't want the customers to have access to be able to get to? Is that a consideration, perhaps, you think, for some of these people?
You know what? Put an armed guard on me. Walk me back there. Put a gun to my head. I don't care what you need to do to protect yourself. Just please give me an old bucket. Give me a milk jug. Something. Just something.
Have you ever been potty trained?
Yes.
You have. Okay, I'm just checking.
I obviously am because I'm not going on their floors, which is what my first instinct is to do.
Rob needs to take a litter box with him.
All right, one more call real quick. Carolyn in Sun Valley has a reason why you cannot use those bathrooms. Yes, Carolyn.
I used to work in a shopping center that had one of those popular sub places. And the big deal was their restroom was in the back of the kitchen. So it was a health code violation to let the customers go through the back of the kitchen.
Is it a health code violation for him to pee all over the floor?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute.
I would imagine so, but still.
Yes, I've been to actual restaurants where you have to go through the kitchen to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Actual restaurants. So how can that not be a code violation then?
Well, it's bad planning on their part.
But I mean, obviously it's legal.
It might be just like on a case-by-case situation where like they know you or their kitchen set up where you can walk through it and have no problems. Because there's also a Chinese restaurant in this place who got a D rating for having let so many people go through their kitchen to use their restroom.
Yeah, because you don't want that to happen. You don't want people to use a restroom.
No.
Yeah, the staff can take a dump in the kitchen, yeah. Apparently, and that's okay. But the customers, oh, we're unclean. We're dirty.
Lightning says it also depends on when the store was built. Some of them can be grandfathered in before the current laws or whatever, and they're just exempt. They don't have to do it.
It's just unacceptable.
Hopefully this problem will be rectified throughout Southern California because of your rant here, Ralph. But in the immediate future, if this happens again, this always works for me. Say you're a diabetic and you have to give yourself an insulin shot right now, but you can't do it in public because it would gross out the customers, and they always let you use the bathroom.
Hmm.
Always.
So lie, you're saying.
Yes.
If you need
Why
to.
Why not?
If you need to.
I should just go into full Tourette syndrome mode then. That's
yes.
Go, boy, bathroom. Go.
It's a shame in cases like this for a black man like you, Ralph, that Johnny Cochran's dead because
that's
he would have made
is.
This right, man.
They're keeping the brother down. They're keeping the brother down.
That's
white
true.
Whitey can use the bathrooms. I bet.
Place where you used to live when you.
That was not well done, Kevin. You are not a winner.
Look, I didn't touch it. It's engaged that you can lock it so that you can't accidentally hang up.
All right, let's get Chris.
And it just went on.
Let's get Chris back on the line then. We got to.
Get back on the line.
He's still singing. Anyway, that's the way the game is played this morning. It's Can't Stop the Rock. Chris and Monique are both singing a song from Night Number. There's Monique. Singing songs from Night Number 2 of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. Whoever is the last contestant standing will win tickets in the pit for Night Number 2. And, of course, if they both are still singing at the end of the show, I guess we're playing Rock, Paper, Scissors. I mean, that's really the only fair way to do it, right?
They've been singing for approximately 1 hour straight, nonstop, no breaks, one song by their favorite band. They just keep singing, and they just keep singing, and they keep singing. We're just going to do that till one of them drops out.
Good time.
Time for another Miss Double December candidate. Sing it if you know it.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Last moment.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
What knockers?
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my this is hard.
So you go to krock.com, click on the Kevin and Bean section. You'll see the pictures of all 10 finalists, ladies who are in the running to be Miss Double December 2007. We're interviewing all of them throughout this week, which, by the way, is really my favorite time of the year. I mean, this really is the best week of the whole year as far as I'm concerned, because how often do I get to talk to 10 hotties in one week?
Well, never, really.
Monique from Glendora on the line with us right now. How are you, my dear?
Hello, I'm good.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Monique, we got a few basic questions we have to ask you. It's great to meet you. Tell us why you think you'd like to be Miss Double December 2007 and represent the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, first off, I love all of you guys. Listen all the time. That's all I listen to in the car.
All right. What's your favorite thing on our show?
I'm sorry?
What's your favorite thing on our show?
Pretty much when you guys just, like, talk trash on everybody. It's pretty funny.
Oh, all right.
Just the entertainment stuff.
Just trying to catch her. Just saying she loves our show. Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We're here.
Okay. I'm like, what is going on? What am I talking about?
Oh, it's just Kevin.
Look, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan. I just wanted to check and see if she knew.
Yeah, and then you say, what do you like? And they say, oh, I like it when Big Boy does the roll call. You know, we find out that's the real story here.
Right.
All right. So you're a fan of the show. And, of course, you know, if you are Miss Double December 2007, you get to come to all the singles parties. You get to come to the live broadcast. Of course, the Weenie Roast, the K-Rock Acoustic Christmas, all that. You come and represent the show. Did you hear about it on the radio and decide to apply? apply, or did somebody try to talk you into it?
No, I heard about it on the radio the other week, and I was like, that is so sweet. I'm going to try it this week. So.
Monique okay. works at Hooters, so that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, I work there. So.
She's a model. She's a student. Where do you go to school?
I go to Cal Poly Pomona. I'm a senior right now.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
What celebrity would you like to be stranded on an island with? You put Carmen Electra.
Yes.
That's a pretty good choice.
Which, oddly enough, would probably be mine as well. Yeah. Where's the most unusual place you've ever made whoopee? You say in a restaurant. I'm not going to say where. Like, it isn't Hooters. Like, we all don't know it's Hooters.
Definitely not Hooters.
Not Hooters. Okay.
Definitely not.
All right.
Hey, speaking of Hooters real quick.
No.
I know we don't have much time here, but when you're a Hooters waitress, you're a waitress? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. When you're a Hooters waitress, do you get, as I would expect, hit on all the damn time? I mean, there are a lot of guys who come there because they know the waitresses are hot, but does that happen real often?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And how do you handle it? Do you ever date customers, or do you just tell them you have a no customer policy, or what do you do?
I have no customer policy.
Is that true, or it's just for the people you don't want to date?
No, I definitely have a no customer policy.
Oh, really?
But what if he's like somebody really good looking?
He's there all the time.
What's that?
So if
I really wouldn't want to date somebody who's there all the time. It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, that's true.
So if somebody wants to date you, Monique, they should never come into your restaurant. That's the advice you're giving.
Well, don't stalk me.
Don't stalk. Okay. I'll have beans out. Okay. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? And you, I think, have the same one I would want, which is super hearing powers, because I can never hear the damn alarm clock in the morning.
Oh my God, yes.
So you have trouble getting up.
Yeah, I am so bad. My roommates have to like yell at me and drag me out of bed every morning.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you'll be doing as Miss Double December is coming to a lot of K-Rock events. And for the most part, we do them in the morning.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
Quite early.
Yeah.
I noticed if it's anything else besides school, I have no problem waking up early.
Okay, it's just school.
So if it's something fun, then you're up for it. I got you.
Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
That makes sense.
You know, a lot of the women that we've had in the past as Miss Double December didn't even know there was such thing as a 5 in the morning until they got the job.
So right.
It's an ugly realization. And your stripper song is a great one, "Dirty" by Christina Aguilera. I would like very much to see that. All right, we're almost out of time, Monique. Couple more quick things we got to ask. Tell us about the Hoots. Are you a real Double D?
I am definitely all real. I'm not a Double D, but I definitely put the C in December. That's for sure.
You put the C in December.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I looked at it and I was like, I don't have them.
Can you get some
natural,
kind?
I can buy double D's.
She looks great. It doesn't.
She does. I know.
So.
Can you get some kind of a push-up bra or something to make them look like double D's?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. You know, as
Wait,
thin
Lisa
as
knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, she does.
They look like double D's now. You didn't need to say a word.
Yeah, as thin as you are. I mean, yeah, they do look very large. I mean, they look perfect for your frame. So
yeah.
I think you're
I'm
doing a good thing.
I'm a little person. I'm only 5'1".
5'1".
Yeah,
wow.
I'm itty bitty.
You're so close to being a midget.
Hey, that's like 3 inches away.
That's awesome. Hey, by the way, midget, I think 4'11". Now you're just a couple of inches away.
4'10".
Yeah,
4'10". 3 inches. Okay.
Hey, Monique, last question. When was the photo taken that you sent in that people can see at krock.com?
Let's see. The one in the blue bikini was taken in like August. Mm-hmm. And the one in the green bikini, that was from a pageant. That was, I think, June.
A pageant. What pageant?
A Hawaiian Tropic.
Oh, I was in those two. Yeah, I was a runner-up.
You were?
Yep.
I lost to you then. That's
yep. And one last question. We have to ask this because we got burned in the past. You're not pregnant right now, are you?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
I definitely do not want any kids for the next, like, at least 3 years.
Just, okay,
I want to finish school, hopefully go for my master's, and just no.
Just checking. All right.
Okay. Good deal. All right. That's Monique. You've met Monique. You go to krock.com. You click on the Kevin and Bean section. You can see the pictures of all 10 finalists. What do you think of the competition? How do you feel about the other ladies?
Definitely competition, that's for sure. But I don't know what to say about other answers, to be honest.
Yeah, you don't want to be catty and say that you're the best, but... But if I say it, you wouldn't mind.
All right, I got you. Vote for Monique. We'll find out who wins tomorrow. We'll be talking to all 10 this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, and then we'll call the winner tomorrow at the end of the program. Thank you for coming on. We'll talk to you again. All right, Monique?
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we are giving...
something that they'll never...
We started a contest at 6:45 this morning, and we have two people on hold who have to be singing the same song from their favorite band so that they can win tickets in the pit and backstage passes for Almost Acoustic Christmas. So now it's been over a full hour of nonstop, constant singing. And they're under no circumstances can they stop. So every time we go to them...
Like you imagine when you were young, when you...
If it's me, if I'm Chris from Moreno Valley or Monique from Inglewood, I get to the point where I go, I now hate this song and don't want to see the band sing it this weekend. I quit. I quit this bitch. That's what I'm expecting somebody to say.
Play forgiveness. Watch him now. Watch it go.
I thought I could go right back to him and catch him, but no. All right.
We got a great 8 o'clock hour coming up for you here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Mr. Skin is going to be joining us. He runs a fantastic website, MrSkin.com, where he puts up all the actual video of great nude scenes from all the movies that you may or may not have ever seen in the theater. It's a great, great sighting. He's got the top 5 nude scenes of 2006 in cinema. Also, astrologer Susan Miller joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. First, though, the Kevin and Bean Afro line.
323-520-AFRO. That's the phone number, 24 hours a day.
Can you guys please just play however long? I've been listening since Friday. Are you going to wait until the day before the show starts?
See, that's funny because we played it Monday.
Yeah. We did play that on Monday. Yeah. We did a story yesterday about the fact that Shamu is trying to kill people and the sea lions and the Fisherman's Wharf are trying to kill people.
Wow, so you guys are talking to seals now. You guys are brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who else is doing that? I ask you.
Nobody, I answer you. Here's a common complaint from the K-Rock listeners.
Hey, how come whenever you guys see some woman, some guy in the background, goes, what the hell? Who the hell is that stupid person?
That stupid person is Psycho Mike, and we can't get him to stop. We're trying desperately to, but he just won't. I've actually resorted to punching him in the nuts. But now he turns and runs as he's doing it, so that doesn't work quite as well.
This message is for Psycho Mike. I want to have a threesome with you and Jared Leto, you sexy beast.
Well, who doesn't?
Like, Psycho Mike would share Jared Leto with you.
I got news for you, lady. He would never be looking at you.
Please.
Hey, what up, suspects? Next time you're thinking about playing yourself some Red Hot Chili Peppers, play a little bit of Eddie Money instead. Bye!
I think I'd rather hear any Red Hot Chili Peppers song 1,000 times in a row than Eddie Money once. That's all I'm saying.
Well, don't tell Ralph that.
Here's some Ralph love.
I love Ralph Garman. And I love Carl's Jr. and the Philly cheesesteak burger. It's like having Ralph Garman inside my mouth without being gay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's not good.
I wrote this song for my ex-girlfriend. Here it goes. Dun, 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 dun.
That's a good song. That's a really good song. I like that. And finally,
I work at Burger King, make some fun Whoppers, I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding for the dun, ding for the dun, ding for the dun, ding for the dun.
I work at Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat and really hurt bad and so do skin grab. Would you like an apple?
Before we make it every day. Get slow. You pray forgiveness.
It's watch the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock, 106.7 KRQ since 6:45 this morning. Chris in Moreno Valley right there and Monique in Inglewood have been singing songs from bands playing night number 2.
Steve.
Of the K-Rock Almost to Christmas 2006. Whoever is left standing at the end of the show, if one drops out, the other will win tickets in the pit and backstage passes to the show. And everybody else who's not singing, you get a chance to win those all day long on K-Rock starting at 9 o'clock. It's 8:14. Can I tell you what really bugs me, what really chaps my hide?
What?
Is it every year around Nobel Peace Prize time, you hear all these people who are doing these incredible things for the world. And, you know, people like Bono. Oh, look, I'm in Africa. I'm helping the starving kids. Oh, let's give me a Nobel Peace Prize. You hear about that? Not one time do you ever hear about Mr. Skin being considered for the Nobel Peace Prize. He has brought more joy to the world, ladies and gentlemen, than almost anyone I can think of. And we're happy to welcome Mr. Skin, ladies and gentlemen, back to the Kevin and Bean program. MrSkin.com is the site. Good morning, Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys. I should be nominated for another kind of peace prize. So
exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Now, here's why Mr. Skin is awesome, and I'll give you a perfect example of how his site saved my life in real life. Young actress Deora Baird, who we had on the Kevin and Bean Show a couple of months ago from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre at the beginning. I never heard of her before, didn't know anything about her, fell deeply in love with her. I go to Mr. Skin, boom, I see her naked in Wedding Crashers. I see her naked in a movie I've never heard of called Hot Tamale. It's all there. You fall in love, and it's instant gratification. You get to see the object of your affection naked instantly.
Yes, and that was, when I created this, one of the things I wanted it to be was very cross-referenceable. In other words, if you saw someone on a television show but didn't know her name, you could search the TV show and we'll tell you all the babes from that TV show that have been nude. And in your case, you found an actress but didn't know the movie, so you could exactly find out the movie. So it's I wanted it to be so you could get to what you needed in many different directions.
I'm sorry if I forgot. We asked this last time and I forgot, but you don't do this alone, do you?
Well, no. When I started the site and launched it on August 10th of 1999, it was me and one tech guy. Now we have 45 skin employees and get
wow,
6 million visitors a month to the website. So what's cool, I never dreamed in a million years that it would ever get this big. But more important, think about it. This is what I get to do for a living. It's my full-time job. I mean, we have meetings on nip slips. Could you imagine that?
Wow. Like, is it enough to put on the site, that kind of thing, or no?
Well, yeah, we actually have discussions. Guys will come back, well, hey, does this look like a shadow? Or, you know, I mean, and we're actually analyzing this stuff like other people would do it in a science lab or something.
Do you have other people that can call, like they have a hotline number, they call and they can say, yeah, I'm a skin formant 22, and I just saw something you need to know about?
Yeah, 1-800-SKIN. Yeah, well, no, right. We have actually, we get a lot of emails in our message boards of people saying, you know, if they catch something that we didn't have, we'll check it out. And, yeah, that, you know, we're always open to suggestion, but I have a pretty good team here, and we go through everything frame by frame to find the nudity. And needless to say, there's not many people that ever quit here.
Yeah.
No, I bet that's true. And, for instance, I was scrolling through some of the new stuff, and, you know, I know Kevin's not a fan, but like Kirsten Dunst, for instance, she shows a little skin in Marie Antoinette. So you'll put up on the site, hey, coming soon. And I guess within a few days of the DVD, when that gets released next year, you'll have it up on the site, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Just because we don't have the pictures and clips yet, because it's a theater release, you know, we'll at least tell you about it and let you know your favorite star has been naked, and then when it actually comes out on DVD, then we'll jump all over the pics and clips.
All right, now we're only going to have time for the top five here, but on MrSkin.com, you can see Mr. Skin's top 10 list of great, your favorite nude scenes of 2006. And again, one of the reasons why I love you, Mr. Skin, is, for instance, you got a movie called Survival Island that I'd never heard of, and an actress named Kelly Brook that I've never heard of, yet I go to your site and I see a spectacular pair of boobies. I mean, really, like, now I really want to see that movie.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that's cool about what I get to do is we're promoting movies, and you of course you've never heard of Survival Island, but then I point out the fact that this gorgeous babe gets topless in it. Now you actually want to go out and rent or purchase the movie, and that's a great way to give movie companies promotion, because I don't really care if the movie's good or bad, I just care who gets naked in it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let's talk about your top five favorite nude scenes scenes of 2006, this year's Breast Awards. Where do we start? Number five, Mr. Skin.
Well, number five is Jennifer Aniston in the breakup at the 57-minute mark. And before you question this, I want to say that if you saw it in the theater or saw the widescreen version on DVD, you didn't really get to see much of Jennifer's butt. But here at the Mr. Skin Labs, we ended up tracking down the full-screen version of that. You see much more of her backside. Therefore, I thought, without question, of all the nude scenes I saw in 06, Jennifer Aniston, celebrity nudity, number five for best of the year.
Now, she really did, that really was her in that scene in the breakup. 100%. She's a big enough star that she could have gotten a body double, but to the best of your knowledge, she did not, right?
No, it was 100% her. We did careful analysis of that, and the camera follows her through the frame. It is her. It was there was no trickery there.
I like that you're not happy with a certain view, so you skin-vestigate, and you go and you find
that's right,
other versions.
Well, you know, if you, it's funny, and I could send you this in an email, is if you look at the widescreen version versus the full screen version, it's night and day how much more you see. So everyone out there, when you rent the breakup, please get the full screen version. You'll get much more of Jennifer's butt.
Good idea. And that was a great scene where she walked naked through the living room.
Oh, yeah.
Vince Vaughn, we all remember that. All right, number four is a movie, again, another movie I did not see, called Edmund.
Down, boy, down! You all right, Mr. Skin?
Edmund came out on DVD on October 3rd, and it was a David Mamet He wrote the screenplay, and William H. Macy stars in it about this businessman.
Oh, yeah.
This businessman that just goes down the tubes and gets into these kinky situations, and he comes to a peep show at the 18-minute mark, and Bai Ling, Ling Bai, I don't know, she goes by different names. She was in Sky Captain the World of Tomorrow. She posed in Playboy last year. She has a scene where she's a peep show girl and is topless, and it is outstanding. Scene goes on for quite a while. It's actually kind of funny with William H. Macy.
Would you go so far as to say it's skin tense?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is.
All right, good.
Mr. So Skin is on the line. We're talking about the favorite nude scenes of 2006 on his site, MrSkin.com. Number three, please.
Number three is a movie that came out on DVD, and it was a straight-to-DVD movie on January 10th of 06. It's called Rampage. It was about the Hillside Strangler murders. And the girl is Brittany Daniel. Now, if you don't know who she is, she was on Dawson's Creek. She was in Basketball Diaries with Leo DiCaprio. But the best place you'd probably know her, she was the hot blonde in Joe Dirt.
Remember Joe Dirt? Yeah, of course. Yeah. The David Spade movie, yeah.
Yeah, and she had never done a nude scene, and I always love it when an actress goes from never doing a nude scene to being in a movie where she makes up for a whole career of never being naked all in one movie. She's basically naked from start to finish, and the scene at the 46-minute mark where she's walking completely nude by the pool I thought was the third best nude scene of 2006.
God bless Brittany Daniel. God bless Mr. Skin. All right, number two.
Number two, there was a movie that came out on DVD September 26th that was called The Notorious Betty Page, and it's a story about the famous 50s pinup queen Betty Page, and any actress who signs up for this role has got to figure she's going to be naked because that's what Betty Page was all about.
Right.
And Gretchen Mol is the girl, and she was the blonde girl in Rounders, the Matt Damon movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I remember her.
Beautiful girl. Sure.
Yeah, gorgeous. So she has many scenes. I particularly like the one at the 30-minute mark, the full frontal scene. And just so you know, back in the 50s, the landscape was a little different back there for full frontal scenes. And she stayed true to the role, which I got to give her credit for. So,
I am noticing a little less grooming going on maybe in the 1950s.
Yeah, but you definitely have to check it out. It's great. It's Gretchen Mol and the Notorious Betty Page is my second best nude scene of 2006.
Now we're up to number one, and this is going to be fantastic news for people who did not know that this exists. But Mr. Skin, what's your favorite nude scene of the year?
It's a movie you probably don't know existed, and that's what's cool about it. The movie's called Ask the Dust. The actress is Selma Hayek.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The movie is called Ask the Dust?
Yes, and it stars Colin Farrell and her. It had a limited release in the theater, and then went to DVD. It came out on DVD in July, and not a lot of people heard about this movie, but at the 33-minute mark, Salma Hayek goes for a skinny dip, and of everything I saw this year, this was the one that really knocked my socks off. Now, if you've been watching or you heard about the television show Ugly Betty, Salma Hayek's been making appearances on there, and there was a scene a couple of weeks ago where she was on the elevator and took her top off and was in her bra, and it drove, people were going nuts. Everyone was talking about Ugly Betty just because of how great she looked just in a bra. So imagine a full frontal in the ocean, how great that could be.
That would be insinuating.
Without question, Selma and Ask the Dust was the best nude scene of 2006.
That is well worth putting in your Netflix queue, my friends. You really have got to.
No kidding.
That. It's a great list. It's a great site. We can't thank you enough for the good work you're doing out there, Mr. Skin. MrSkin.com is the site. Have a fantastic holiday. We'll talk to you in 2007.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man. Bye now. Thank you, Lisa. It is 8 o'clock now. It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Catch you by surprise, did we?
No, I always have it set the same way, and Mike just changes everything.
Oh, it's Mike's fault.
It's Mike.
It is Mike's fault.
That it was Mike's fault.
How about an old married couple, aren't they, Ralph? They do nothing but bitch at each other.
So, is everything Mike's fault, pretty much?
No, well, yeah. The things that aren't his fault, I blame on him.
Uh-huh.
This particular one was his fault.
So this morning when you rolled to bed around 5:30, that was...
All me.
That was you? Oh, yeah. I thought it might have been Mike.
No, that was all
me. Why doesn't Mike nudge you to get up when he gets up to leave the house to come in? Why don't you guys just carpool?
That would mean that we were... Oh, man.
We'll talk to MrSkin.com, celebrating nudity in film after the news. First, 8 o'clock, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
For those of you just tuning in, Kevin was a little late to work this morning. Sometimes it happens. We have to get up early, and sometimes the alarm goes off and you don't quite respond the way you should.
Yeah.
So listener Chad Weber writes in, "Dear Ralph, Kevin has the nerve to mock us for liking The Money Man, but he cannot get to work on time?
Yes.
I say show up on time, then he can comment. Punish him by playing Eddie Money's Christmas song."
Not
well,
gonna happen.
Chad,
I think you're absolutely right.
Seriously, we're done with that song.
You have to you have to show up at game time if you want to get
seriously.
On the field. I think just take a seat on the bench, little man, because here comes Rockin' Eddie Money's
Dear Kevin
Christmas
and Bean,
song.
Tell Ralph to shove that Christmas song and every other Christmas song up his butt.
Every other Christmas song?
He hates all Christmas songs, but especially the Eddie Money song.
So, Ding Fries Are Done, can we put that on
good.
That list?
That's a good one. I like
that one.
That's a keeper.
It's no Everybody Loves Christmas, I'll tell you that much.
A good time for everyone. Everybody loves Christmas.
All right, back to the show business.
Hey.
Dude, it's all I can do. They erased it. Mike erased it.
Hey, what?
That's all that's there.
That is all you can do. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the N-word hasn't been in the news since... Well, the Civil War, I think. Apparently, comedian Andy Dick has apologized for using the N-word at the Improv over the weekend. He was heckling a comedian named Ian Bagg from the audience, and he jumped up on stage, and the two started riffing on the whole Michael Richards incident. Then as Andy was leaving the stage, he shouted, "You're all a bunch of Andy released a statement through his publicist saying he's sorry that he said that. Here's the thing about Andy Dick, if you know Andy even a little bit, he loves shocking. He loves to be the outrageous one on the periphery of everything. And I'm sure he thought it was very funny to shock the audience by saying that, but the people didn't care for it, neither did the people at the Improv, so he's sorry. Meanwhile, comedian Damon Wayans used the N-word 16 times during his appearance at the Laugh Factory recently. That's the club where Michael Richards actually started this whole thing by... going back at those two hecklers and calling them the N-word. So the club has banned the word. They said they will impose a $20 fine each time the word is used. So now Damon Wayans owes the club $320. He's also been banned from working at the club for 3 months. Here's the thing. Here's what the Laugh Factory is saying. The black people, it only costs people $20 to insult you. That's what they're saying pretty much.
Is that what they're saying?
We can say the foulest thing there is to say about your race for $20. That is quite a bargain.
Yep, good point, Ralph.
That's their fine. You call someone an N-word, you're going to pay $20. Most comedians, that's chump change for them.
I'd love to be able to do that on the radio and
just
pay $20.
$20, an N-word? I'll pay it. I'll pay $50 for the C-word, if I can say that.
And Damon later released a statement. He was saying...
Was he?
I need to drop down and get my thing together.
All right.
Yeah, I think it was Michael Richards.
Oh.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are planning another wedding.
Why?
For all their family and friends who couldn't make the trip to Rome. The party will take place this Saturday at Tom's producing partner's house, Paula Wagner. She's got a mansion in Beverly Hills, and so everyone's going to be in.
Young when you were young.
Still Chris singing. Is losing a little steam.
Losing a little enthusiasm.
Still singing an hour and a half later. Go ahead.
Couple just got back from their honeymoon aboard a luxury yacht in the Maldives Islands.
Dude.
Sounds all right.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
And lastly, Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest was released on Tuesday on DVD. In one day, just for Tuesday, it ended up selling 5 million copies.
Wow.
At this rate, it will eclipse the previous record holder for most DVD sales. The first Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, which sold about 16 million units total. So far this year, Cars leads the pack with 13 million DVDs sold, and then the Chronicles of what? Narnia sold 12 million units. So, Dead Man's Chest did almost half that on one day of sales.
That's remarkable.
Amazing.
That's really something else.
So, good times for Johnny Depp. I just got my check for DVD sales for Two for the Money.
Yes?
Yeah.
How much?
I bought myself a little something with it.
How much?
I bought myself a little something.
Right.
Yeah. One of those $6 burgers over there.
That's good. Good for you.
One of those. It's pretty good. Not even $6, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's a value. You're paying like $3 for a $6 burger.
Wow.
Yeah, they call it the $6 value, the $6 burger, because that's what it's worth.
Right.
You don't pay that.
No, you're getting a discount.
Could you just buy one with your royalty check, or you buy more than one?
I got fries, too.
Oh, wow, that's a big roll.
So, ding, fries were done?
And a small drink. I was able to get a small drink with the remainder.
I like meat.
Yes, you do, baby. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tom Waits. Legendary singer-songwriter is 57 years old.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, I like to sing a song for you now.
Tim Butler, bassist for the Psychedelic Furs. He's 48 years old today. C. Thomas Howell, former member of the Brat Pack, current radio personality. See, that's what I'm telling you about radio. That's where you go when you're out, when you're done. That's what happens.
No kidding.
You go to radio.
You think we're here because we have a lot of other talent and a lot of other places?
A lot of irons in the fire?
Yeah.
No, I know. He's 40 years old today. Shiri Appleby from Roswell turns 28 years old today. And Aaron Carter, he's a singer. Most importantly, he's a member of the House of Carters.
He is, sure.
He's 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm just overwhelmed. It's cause of these things. It's cause of these things. Her popsicle melt. She's in the bathroom.
Coming up on 2 hours, Monique from Inglewood has been singing These Things by She Wants Revenge. She's trying to win tickets for night number 2 of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006. Her competitor, Chris, has been going strong singing that song from The Killers. He's in Moreno Valley.
Oh, Chris?
I don't hear Chris.
What happened? Check everything. That's on, right?
Yeah.
And if he's not up at the phone, then we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't hear a dial tone.
Can he hear us?
Chris, are you there?
Chris? I think he stepped away from the phone, you guys.
Put him on hold. Go back to him. That sometimes works. Chris?
Wow.
We're going to do a little research. We'll figure out what's going on. And perhaps that is the end of the game.
Yeah, don't tell what's Monique. Don't tell what's
Monique. Monique is still singing. Yeah, okay.
Keep singing, Monique, whatever you do. Okay, good. You keep singing until we can figure it out for sure. Okay.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock for Thursday morning. AstrologyZone.com is the website. She is the current resident astrologer for InStyle magazine, Cosmo Girl, and many, many other newspapers and magazines around the world.
Oh, does my wife love her?
Oh, really?
I bet she does.
She Ladies reads and gentlemen, that In Touch, that Cosmo Girl? Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the studio Susan Miller.
Thank you.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Look, Kevin and I know for a fact that astrology is BS. When we had you on the show last month on the phone, Susan, you'd have thought we got an interview with the Pope. I mean, it was unbelievable the response that we got from your appearance. And we really did want to invite you to come back in so we could spend some more time with you.
We generally don't like to tell people that we might be wrong. Because normally we're not, but in some cases it seems like the jury's out. And Susan Miller is here, and her website is astrologyzone.com. And she's going to tell us that Mercury is in retrograde and all kinds of BS based on the stars. Now, Ralph has given you his information.
Yes, okay. Ralph's a Scorpio, Scorpio, 17th of November. Are you still partying?
Yeah, more or less. Would you mind if I just interrupt and say, I don't know that I would want to trust an astrologer if Ralph said 11/17 and then she said, oh, you got to say November.
No, you know what it is? I'm doing math quickly and I don't want to make a mistake.
With numbers.
Yeah, I want to hear the
just
the
checking.
Months.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for folks who don't know anything about astrology, let's take Ralph as an example, Susan. It means something to you, the date he was born, the time he was born, the time zone he was born in. You believe, as astrologers do, that that has some impact on the way his entire life will play out.
It gives me a blueprint. First of all, I have to convert Ralph to Greenwich Mean Time, England, so it's fair that I can measure from the top of his head to all the planets, so to speak. And
okay, that doesn't make any sense to me already.
Well, no, I mean, it's as if everyone's born on the same spot on Earth.
I see.
Someone born in New Zealand versus New York, you know what I mean.
I got you.
That's what I mean,
All right.
And most people know their sun sign, but you really need to know all the planets, because did you know that when you were born, your pattern will never be repeated again in time or space, ever, ever, ever.
So my imprint on the universe is unique, given the time and place that I was born.
It is. And the rising sign is just as important as the sun sign.
Right.
And you happen to have Aries rising. What a warrior you are between the Scorpio and the Aries. That's both ruled by Mars.
That's why I'm so angry?
No.
Yeah, because that
is
a question.
You're a force of nature.
Yes, I am.
Forget it, people.
now, Susan, would you say that all the other thousands and thousands of people who were born approximately the same time, same date, and stuff like that, they all have very similar characteristics to Ralph, very similar personalities?
They will have similar proclivities, but the way you assert them is up to you. Remember one thing. In astrology, you're in control. You're driving the ship. I'm giving you weather reports, what kind of things you're going to encounter in terms of my predictions, but in terms of the chart, it shows me talent. I love looking for talent in a chart. You're really good with money. You're really good with detail. You have 3 planets in Virgo.
Oh, my God, he's got 3 planets in Virgo.
You have a photographic memory. I
do have a pretty good memory.
He does. That's true.
And you're very good with small motor skills. Do you make anything? Do you do anything? Do you type? Do you, I don't know, what do you
he's
make
got that thing
furniture?
With the tongue he brags about.
He's got the thing with the thumb.
And the thumb too, yeah. Ralph, I got a couple moves with my hands that come in handy.
Ralph, that particular one doesn't sound like you.
What's that?
What you just said about motor skills with small things. And
you're good with your hands.
It's funny. And as a kid, I spent tons and tons and tons of hours building models when I was a kid.
That would be right.
I loved doing that as a kid.
And he has the moon in Taurus. You're a full moon baby. Your mom had you on the full moon, which means you'd come before the public. Usually full moon babies become more, they're more emotional. You're right. And they're also very sensuous if the moon is in Taurus.
Why,
oh,
Susan.
My goodness.
Susan.
Oh.
Are you angling for a date
in the studio?
So, Susan, let me ask you this, and again, using Ralph as our example. So, when you know all that information about him, and you've got the basic character traits about him in general, but can you now adapt it to what it means for the next month, the next year?
There's so many planets in your long-distance travel, foreign people, foreign places sector.
Sure,
So, are you going somewhere? I live in New York, so I don't hear your show.
He's going nowhere.
I don't think she means in my life. I think she's actual traveling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, traveling. Are you planning a long-distance trip?
Just to the East Coast for the holidays. I'm not going around the world.
Susan, let me ask you this question. This is one of my big pet peeves about astrology is that a lot of times it's just pretty good advice that kind of would work for everybody. Like, this is a good time for you to make monetary decisions. Well, that's kind of true of everyone. Give us a specific, something that's really something that we can pinpoint, look at, and check later.
Confidentially, Ralph, if you want a new job, it's January.
Really?
Yeah, January, in the middle of January, at the new moon.
Oh, I want to kiss you on the lips so hard right now.
Okay, but
is a new job in my future?
Ralph, could we say something specific? Ralph, about how interesting this is that she would be saying this, knowing what's going on behind the scenes, and I hope it's okay to mention, but you are actually starting a new project in January.
I am absolutely starting a new project in January.
I had no idea.
It's a little TV project that we're working on. So.
Almost literally in the middle of January, Ralph is actually starting a new job, but we hope it keeps him here at K-Rock as well.
But if, God forbid, and I want it to succeed, but if it didn't, does that mean you're wrong?
Well, it just says it's a really, really good time for successful launches. And yeah, I guess it would be.
So the odds are a little bit more in my favor.
Totally in your favor. And this is not a lateral move. This is definitely where even your competitors would say, Ralph did well. Up in the world.
Yeah, he's not trying to step down. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Where can I go?
I'm in radio.
Say what you will about
Let me ask you something that already happened last month. Was it a really good money month for you? Did somebody hand you a check?
Yes, they did.
Around the 21st. It was the luckiest day of the year.
Last month was an especially good money month.
You see, I write 100 pages a month divided by 12 signs. So a lot of people read me at the end of the month, or even, you know, you can go back to last month and see how I did. So,
girl, we've had
we've
had a lot of astrologers on the show, and a lot of them, I think, are lying. I think they're just, a lot of them, I think, are fake, and they know they're fake, and they're just trying to, you know, get money or whatever. It's totally clear that you believe 1,000% what you're talking about. I've never seen so much enthusiasm coming out of somebody for something.
Oh, I'm dying to do you.
Oh, well, don't do me.
Susan, and now you're saying to Kevin you want to do him.
Yeah, you were special for a minute, Ralph.
I know. What I do love, though, is the specifics that Susan has given, like Ralph having an especially good monetary month. If she said that about Kevin or me or Lisa, it wouldn't be true. I think we all made the same amount last month that we normally make. Yep. Ralph did have a big income. None of us are starting new jobs in January. She brought that up about Ralph. He actually is starting a new job. I mean, that is, you know, that's impressive. I don't know what to make of it, but it is. You are right on, Susan.
Well, it was funny. I was kidding before about getting my residual check for DVDs from Two for the Money, the movie I did with Al Pacino.
Right.
That's when that check arrived out of the blue. I didn't expect.
Was it a lot?
It was right around the 20. It was
a lot.
It was a considerable amount of money.
How about that?
It came out of the blue. Just dropped that money around that week, around the 21st.
You know what, Ralph? You're a Scorpio, and you're going to do so well in 2007 with money.
Really?
This is the year. See,
you just made my wife very happy.
In the cycle, first you plant the seeds. And then the second cycle, which you've just begun, is going to see them come up in the garden. And you're going to look out the window. You threw those seeds out there. And you're like, oh, what the hell? And then the next thing you knew, it's like Jack and the Beanstalk. Oh. You're like, oh, my God, there's a forest outside my window.
So he's going to be a gardener?
What?
Helen, I'm so confused.
Right. We got to take a break.
Buy and sell you people. That's what she's telling you.
We got to take a break. It's 8:42 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our guest is Susan Miller, astrologyzone.com. You can call. The phone lines are already packed, but you can give it a try at 1-800-520-1067. I don't know how many calls we'll be able to take, but we'll do the best we can. When we return right after this on K-Rock.
Famed astrologer Susan Miller in the studios of the world-famous K-Rock. Before we go to your calls, let's take care of a quick piece of business and go to Monique in Inglewood, who's been singing for us since 6:45 this morning.
Monique? You can stop singing, Monique.
Monique?
Good morning.
Can you hear
good
us?
Morning. I heard it's cold.
Monique? Monique, yes. Stop singing.
Stop.
Oh, okay.
You can stop. We lost our other contestant. He's gone. You win.
Did I win?
Yes.
You're the
yes.
winner.
After singing one song, these things, for 2 hours yeah. straight, you won tickets in the pit and backstage passes.
Yes. You okay? She has no voice left.
Nicely done, Monique.
Hey, buddy.
I do know the words, guys.
I'm yeah, well.
Well, listen, doesn't even matter.
Since you're going to be backstage, come say hi to us on Sunday night when you're there, okay? All right, buddy.
You know what's going to be cool? When she wins her event, gets on the stage, and she's going to go, oh, I'm tired of that song. I hate this
yeah,
song.
No kidding.
I'm
just sang it for 2 hours.
Congratulations, my dear. Hang on. The King of Mexico will give you all the information about your tickets. We appreciate you listening. All right. Susan Miller is here. Real quick, before we go to the calls, you're going to be, got an appearance here in Southern California. You're going to be in Pasadena, the convention center on Saturday night.
Saturday morning. Actually, at noon
okay.
until 1:30, I'm speaking on the year ahead. And for an hour and a half, I'm taking questions and interactive.
It's the celebration of oneness is the event, right?
Yes.
The Pasadena Convention Center, and that's about $25 to get in, is that right?
Yep, and it's not only me. You can hear John Gray, Men Are From Mars, Ariana Huffington, Brian Cady.
When you talk about the year ahead, do you just sort of give a general review for all 12 of the signs
I
and
do.
Say what the general
But I make it
is?
Interesting. In between, I talk about things that will apply to everyone. I talk about the eclipses. We're going to have 4 in Pisces and Virgo. Sag is the celestial favorite. There's lots of stuff we're going to talk about.
I got to tell you, I dislike all astrologers, and I love Susan.
We'll have time for just a couple of calls. Why don't we start with Lanny? She's in Los Angeles, Susan. She was born on January the 8th, 1979
okay.
at 3:43 a.m. And like so many women that I imagine you come in contact with, she has a question for you. Lanny, go ahead. You're on with Susan Miller.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Are you born in L.A.? I just have to ask you that.
No, I was born in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Oh, Lowell, Massachusetts.
Lowell,
okay,
Mass.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm just kind of in a place right now in life where everything is just kind of stagnant. And I'm fairly happy and my job's okay and my relationship is good. But like, I've been engaged for 3 years and we've been together for 8.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we actually make the move to get married and... Should I just
here's what
go
I think.
For all my dreams and stuff, work-wise, and do what I've been dreaming of? Help.
You know what? You're so cute. Well, first of all, I think you are going to get married. I think you're going to get married next Christmas, which would be the absolute best time ever. If you really want the best day, it would be December 23rd, the day that Jupiter conjoins with the sun. There is nothing better than that.
That is going to be a good day.
Yeah, all Capricorns are moving into the best year of their life. You've waited 11 years. You've got one more year to go. The last time you had this was 1996, but you were little then, and I don't know, nothing happens when you're little. this is, well, that's my theory anyway, unless you're like Brooke Shields or something, you know, and you've got a part in a play or something. But this year, you need to figure out what stays, what goes. I know you're bored, but the opportunities just aren't going to be there for a while. This is a year of meditating about what you want and what you want next. But believe me, beginning in December, the whole world opens up like a coconut. And all through 2008, it's juicy. It's great. And yeah, I think you will marry this man. I do.
There you go.
I do.
Oh, gosh, that's so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yay.
Good luck, lady.
Why do I feel like I'm on the couch at Oprah right now?
No.
Everybody gets a car. All of our callers get cars. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. All right. We took care of a marriage call. Why don't we go down to Montclair and speak with our friend Kathy? Now, Susan, Kathy was born. This is interesting. She was born on August 8th, 1980. 8880.
Oh.
Sign of the devil.
No,
I think
that's
the numbers.
Sixes.
Oh, sorry.
Now, Kathy, 7:25 p.m., and you were born here in this time zone, right, in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your question for Susan Miller, the astrologer?
I just want to know career-wise where, if I'm going the right path or should I just totally change direction and what the year has for me next year.
I just want to ask you one thing. Was that a.m. or p.m.?
It was 7:25 p.m.
Oh, p.m. Are you in the entertainment business? Because Leo needs to be in a creative art form, either in music, dance, something like that.
What's that, Kathy?
No.
I can't sing a note.
Can't sing a note. Okay.
Okay. No, I don't mean that. You can be in a support staff to, you know, like a producer or something like that, or a lighting director.
Are you connected to the entertainment industry in any way?
No.
Are you a teacher? You'd be a good teacher as well.
I mentor little kids.
All right. Oh, perfect. That is your calling. Are you asking me what your right profession would be?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know if I'm on the right path or...
I think you are. Let me just tell you where Leos are at right now. It's not easy to be a Leo. Leos are so fun-loving and warm, and now Saturn has visited your sun for the first time in 29 years. We only get 2 or 3 visits of Saturn. I don't think we could take any more than that.
Yeah, wow.
So I kind of tough.
To tell us. Saturn blows.
And that's why you're going through all these meditations right now. What's my life purpose? How can I best contribute to the world? How can I leave my mark? Actually, Leos want to leave their mark, and, you know, if they can't, they don't like that. But you have Aquarius rising, so you have all this humanitarian side to you, too. You could teach inner city kids or, you know, disadvantaged kids or children in hospitals or, you know, anybody who's disadvantaged, you'd be really, really good with. And you could even rally other people and enthuse them to your cause and actually wind up really changing the world.
Are you saying that Saturn is going to visit the sun for the first time in 29 years?
No, her
year?
Sun.
Her sun. Okay. And also that Aquarius is rising?
Yes, she has Aquarius rising. So
prostitution is what I would say for you, Kathy.
How dare you?
He's so mean.
Prostitution.
You have to read for Aquarius as well as for Leo for the rest of your life. You know, just promise me that. Remember that. And the moon in Cancer, you're so loving and nurturing. Oh, gosh.
Prostitution.
Stop it.
Nurturing
stop
and loving.
It.
What?
Kevin, stop. We're trying to help Kathy here.
All right.
Please help me.
You're moving into a very good career zone. I really want you to talk to a lot of people and try different things because you're really, this is your year to find your answer.
Thank you for the call, Kathy. Hey, Susan, in broad terms, what sign really is going to have a sucky 2007? I mean, they should just go to bed now and not get up till 2008. Is there such a thing?
Well, they already know. I mean, Virgos have been pulling their hair out over relationships. They've all been
Virgos.
Having a tough time. Yeah. And Aquarius hasn't exactly had it easy.
Yeah.
You know, they have had trouble with their partner, or conversely, they have had health problems, one or the other, because the sun... Well, it's a complicated reason, but that's
most of their partners gave them STDs, probably. That's what happened. That's why they're having trouble in both of those arenas.
Could be.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, whenever the universe really challenges you, they really are trying... The thing I come away with is... The universe wants you to use your time well. If you're in the wrong job, the wrong relationship, the wrong apartment, whatever it is, it's going to pull you out of it or make you just so unhappy until you make a change. And then you're so glad you did. You're not supposed to sit in these stagnant situations. You're supposed to move forward. So take it philosophically. It's a good thing.
I like it. Feel like I've had about as much of this as I can.
Oh, stop me.
I love this stuff. Astrologyzone.com is the site. And, of course, we have so many calls, Susan, we're not going to have time for. But what do people do? They go to the site and they can contact you personally?
Well,
and
they can, but I write
readings for them? Or?
I write 100 pages a month divided by 12 signs. I'm insane, I know. And I do it all for free. You know, I give it to my readers. But they gain something from it. I was paralyzed when I was little. It happened during surgery to save my life for something else. So no one knew if I would ever walk again. And I was 14. And I'm human. I wanted to go to proms and wear high heels. And I begged my mom to teach me astrology. She's a scholar. We never had people over the house or anything. And she wouldn't. So I had to really work on her. She said, no, a little knowledge is dangerous. But she finally did. And that's how I got into astrology. And my chart said I would walk. And you see, I walk fine, you know. So I had to kind of drop out of high school and be at the hospital every day for treatment. But I taught myself, and then I went to NYU. So,
that's why I'm in this.
You know?
You're very nice. We like you very, very much. And obviously, you've made some people feel good that you've spoken with here today. And we very much appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
One more time, Pasadena Convention Center tomorrow at noon, right? Or Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon, the Celebration of Oneness. You'll hear a lot of great speakers, not just me. You don't have to come for me. And it's only $25, and it's a very big value.
And your website, if people want to find more about your work,
is astrologyzone.com.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, Susan, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so we're not geniuses at work of the clock, if that's what you're saying.
Great. Perfect. This timing couldn't be better.
Not geniuses.
This rate will be on till noon. Why didn't Susan Miller see this coming? She's the goddamn astrologer. Why didn't she tell us, hey, you guys are running late?
Not a psychic.
All right,
9:06 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Guy fakes being retarded for 20 years. Best story I've heard all month long. We'll tell you about it coming up after the news. First, Ralph is here with the show, Bisbee. Good morning, Ralph.
Shouldn't talk about Kevin that way.
Yeah, no, seriously. That's what I'm saying. Nice.
You know, guy works hard.
Ooh, paparazzi's way, way over there.
Guys, come over here. There we are. That's better. Paul McCartney's still getting at it. He's getting it, rather, from his ex-wife, Heather Mills, who is trying to buy yet another set of tapes to bolster her case in court during the divorce. Apparently, she is still trying to paint Paul as being a violent man by buying tapes that were interviews with Paul's half-sister, Ruth. She was doing her autobiography. Nope. And the author had some interviews with her, and allegedly in these tapes, Ruth accuses Paul of violent rages against her, saying that when she was 15, Paul once pinned her to a wall and screamed at her, "You're fat, you're spotty," which is British for saying you got a lot of zits. "You don't have a life, you're not interesting, most of the guys only take you out so they can meet me."
Love you, sis.
Paul also allegedly refused to give her any money when she kept repeatedly asking and suggested she marry a rich Arab and, quote, "Do what women do. Spread them, bitch."
Yeah.
So Heather Mills is trying to paint the portrait of McCartney as just being abusive toward women to bolster her case that that was the marriage she endured.
Exactly. To reinforce the accusations that he made her crawl to the bathroom with one stump in the middle of the night and wouldn't let her use a bedpan in bed and all this kind of magical stuff. So it's going to get pretty. That whole divorce is going to get very pretty. Speaking of divorces, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are going to have one someday. But sure. As for right now, they just got married, and a lot of people couldn't make their wedding in Italy. I know I couldn't make the flight. I think Kevin and I, we both had to RSVP that we couldn't make it.
That's right.
So we will be able to celebrate the couple's nuptials at the Beverly Hills mansion of Paula Wagner, who was Tom's producing partner this Saturday. Apparently, they're having a giant wedding take two.
Oh, it's this Saturday?
For everyone who couldn't make it, yeah.
So oh, no, I got a huge Guitar Hero tournament.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Shoot. And then we got Acoustic Christmas.
Didn't they spend $6 million on the first wedding and now they're having another one?
Yes.
You saw how well that worked out for Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock.
Have as many weddings as you can because the wedding's going to be over soon.
Very soon.
Keira Knightley, speaking of weddings, is engaged. According to Star Magazine, she accepted the proposal of her boyfriend, Rupert Friend, and the couple are planning to marry next spring, which is just a damn shame. Because she's so great. And Sean Combs and his girlfriend Kim Porter can't decide what to call their illegitimate twin girls. Don't you hate that when you don't know what to call your illegitimate kids?
Oh, I've had that so many times.
In Touch Magazine reports that Kim would like to name the children something traditional, like Grace and Emily. Diddy, however, has been adamant about naming them Ruby and Diamond.
Come on.
Well, that does get them onto the Montel Williams show faster as guests.
That's true. Oh, no, you didn't, Ruby. Yes, I did, Diamond.
I love it.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
You yes. out? You got none?
I do. I'm just trying to.
Have a stroke?
I'm weeding through ones.
Okay.
I'm trying to just get the important ones. Right. So let's just say Shuri Appleby from Roswell's 28 years old today.
Good.
And Aaron Carter of the Singing Carters and the House of Carters. And the is 19 years old today. I'm just rattled. I've never been this late before.
I know.
I'm all shook up.
It's our fault.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is one of my favorite stories that I've seen in a long time because you just don't ever see anything like this. And if it's a bizarre story, it either has to be coming from Florida, where probably most of those stories come from, or the state of Washington, where all the rest of them come
it
from.
It used to be Germany and Florida, remember? That's where all the crazy stories, but something's happening in Washington, and it's clearly Bean's fault.
Now, Florida had a good week last week because Florida had the naked guy on crack who got eaten by the alligator. So you got to give Florida some points for being in the news last week. And I don't know what's going on in the state of Washington, but this new one is, right down the road.
Tacoma, Washington is where this comes out of. For nearly 20 years, the article begins, ever since Pete Costello was 8, his mother has collected disability benefits on his behalf ever since he was 8.
Okay.
In meetings with Social Security officers and psychologists, the kid appeared mentally retarded and unable to communicate. His mother insisted he couldn't read, write, shower, take care of himself, or drive a car. But now the prosecutors say it was all a huge fraud, and they have video of Costello contesting a traffic ticket to prove it. And by the way, he was contesting the traffic ticket not on a stop with a cop, in court.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay, he is mentally retarded.
Yes.
Yeah, but not in the way the state thinks, right? My understanding of what happened is they have video of him On the same day, at the Social Security Administration, where they were in for some sort of a hearing, I guess they check up on you from time to time to make sure that you're still eligible for the payments. And he's sitting in a chair, you know, hunched over, rocking, not answering any questions.
Drooling.
His mom speaking for him, yeah, the whole deal. Right? So they're writing a check. I guess mom has collected over $111,000 on this kid since he was age eight. Okay, the same day, he's even wearing the same outfit. He's in court speaking for himself, standing up, addressing to the judge, answering questions, giving his case about the deal. The same day, they have video of him in both places. Yeah. And they go, well, what's up with that?
I don't know how Lightning did this, our producer, but he has hooked us up with this guy that has been faking it for 20 years.
Great.
Pete Costello on the phone right now.
We've got Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Hello.
Hi, it's Kevin and Bean. How are you today?
Hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Pete, you're not retarded. You're just acting like it.
No, I am retarded.
But, Pete, they have video of you in court.
No.
Talking. Yes.
No, it's not me.
Well, it is. It is you.
Hold on a second. Mom, you suck. I told you, I'm sitting side up. I'm on the phone. Hello?
Wait a minute. You just talked perfectly normal to your mom.
No, I didn't.
We heard you.
You must be retarded.
Pete, look, I understand when you're 8 years old and your mom says, here, son, this is going to be fun. We're going to play a little game. You pretend to be like this and we'll get lots of money. I understand why you go along with it when you're eight. But once you get to be 15, 18, 20, 25, at some point, don't you wake up and go, Mom, I'm tired of walking around pretending to be retarded.
I like pudding.
You like pudding. So from 8 all the way through like junior high and then through high school, you had to act retarded every day?
I am retarded.
You're not retarded.
You're not, Pete, you're not. The game's over. We now can see that you're fine.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
it's been rough, guys, I'll tell you.
Did you go to school, Pete?
Yeah, I went to a special school.
Oh, my God.
I was the big man on campus.
I bet.
Yeah, I imagine so.
I could zip up my own fly.
But when you're like 16 years old and you could be going to a regular school and scoring with chicks, instead you're going to the special ed school. How much fun could that have been for you?
Dude, those chicks are hot.
In special ed classes?
Oh, yeah. They'll do anything. They have no idea what you're doing.
Oh, Pete.
Come on.
Oh, it's great.
Pete, now.
Find a dumpster? Oh, good time.
Your mom had you start doing this when you were 8. Yeah. You were doing it almost until you're 28. That seems like a long time for you not to come to your senses and say, I'm tired of this.
Well, we needed the money. You know, we had to count the money. There's nothing we could do. And, you know, the hardest part was convincing people. I mean, I did a pretty good tard act, but, you know, the behavior was the hardest part. I had to dye my hair, bleach it blonde.
Right.
To look really retarded. You know, I'd go see a lot of Rob Schneider movies and Jim Carrey movies.
Right. And that's how you convinced them you were retarded?
Yeah. I used to show up to work late all the time.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That's what really sold them. And I had a CD of farting Christmas songs.
Wait a minute. You had a CD of fart? Are you talking about Gastrosity?
Yeah, that's the one.
And you used to play that all the time?
Yeah, just to make people think I was retarded.
That's so weird, because I have that right here.
I think the point is we don't need to hear any of that.
We don't need to hear that. Okay.
Exactly. Well, it sounds like you two have a lot in common. I'm going to step out and let you enjoy this love connection.
Now that you've been found out, now that you were in court, you were arguing the case, what are you doing? I mean, are you going to get in trouble, thrown in prison?
Do you have to give the money back?
They're talking about taking the money back, yeah.
Wow, that's all.
Well, it's a conspiracy to commit fraud against the government. I mean, yeah. It's a very serious charge that you and your mother both face.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll change around when they find out I'm a woman.
What?
I'm pretending to be a woman now.
You're pretending to be a woman.
And black.
Well, how exactly do you go about that? You actually have paint that you paint your face black. You have dresses and stuff everywhere you go.
Yeah. I wear a dress and I paint my face black, and I'm also. Part Indian.
Part Indian.
So they owe me money, actually, from the casinos.
Would you mind give us the voice that you use when you act like you're a woman?
Sure. Here's a black Indian woman. And it goes a little something like this.
Okay.
I shoot you like bows and arrows. I stop you.
Now, is this new idea your mom's also, or is this yours?
Oh, it's mine. I'm looking forward to working Latinos. Well, can I get you a cocktail, white man? Me many moons work here. Me get much random.
Hey, you pulled off the other thing for 20 years, man. My money's on you. I think you got a good chance. Good luck to you.
I appreciate it.
Let's meet another of our Miss Double D contestants.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my this is hard.
And let's say good morning to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, guys.
Jessica is from Anaheim. She's a waitress at the Hooters there in Anaheim.
Oh. Jessica, first of all, nice to meet you. We did a live broadcast for Money, our former sports guy's farewell party last year, I guess it was. And it was at the Hooters in Anaheim. Did you happen to be working that morning when we were there?
I was actually one of your waitresses.
Oh.
I am going to tell you that I still talk about what a great day that was and how that was the hottest collection of Hooters girls I've ever seen in my life was at your restaurant rocks.
It was the greatest day ever. It was so much fun, and it was definitely worth being there at 6 in the morning.
Look, I had a great time, too, but it wasn't the greatest day ever. I mean, really.
All right, let's find out a little bit about Jessica. You can go to krock.com, click on Kevin and Bean. You'll see all 10 ladies that we're speaking with this week. Of course, you're going to be casting your vote, listeners, as to who you like, and we're doing the interview portion to get to know them a little bit better. Why do you want to be Miss Double December 2007, Jess?
I would like to be Miss Double December 2007 because I actually had the pleasure of working with Christy, Miss Double December 2005, and she told me so many good things about being Miss Double December.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing to hear, like, how K-Rock, like, pretty much became her second family.
Yeah, Christy's awful cool. She's very cool.
She is. Oh, my God, I love her.
And she pretty much still comes to a lot of our events and stuff because,
yeah,
let's face it.
Yeah, I saw the Halloween party pictures.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that she most enjoyed was all the opportunity she had to make out with Lisa Mae. I think that was part of what really attracted her to the position.
That was also something that I'd be very attracted to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sure. Definitely. Yeah.
Now, we ask you some questions. We have you fill out a questionnaire. One of the questions is, where's the most unusual place you've ever made whoopee? Your answer is at the office during business hours.
On a conference call.
While on a conference call.
Good times.
So you were talking to other people when needed?
It wasn't actually me. It was the person that I was dating at the time. He actually had to do business on the East Coast, so he had to be at work really early in the morning. So we didn't get our playtime in the morning. So I met him at work and...
That's fantastic. So he's trying to have a conversation on the conference call and be all business-like, and you're working him under the desk.
Pretty much.
Okay, I got that. I love this, by the way. If you were a stripper, what song would you love to dance to? And you said what?
Cherry Pie by Warren.
Come on, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That
Cherry
is,
Pie.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
That's a special song. I love it.
That is the only reason that I am glad Warren was on the earth, because they gave us that stripper song.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
And they don't now, play you have an interest. Strip clubs.
They don't play it enough?
They don't play it enough.
Do you work at one to know that?
No, I do not work at a strip club, but okay. I happen to frequent them often.
Would you be willing to work at one?
Probably not. Let's stick with Hooters for now.
Just checking. All right.
All right. Speaking of Hooters, by the way, how long have you had the girls?
They're actually mine. They're God-given.
No kidding!
Yes, I'm actually overqualified for the position. I'm technically a 34F, so I have a little more to go around.
Wow.
A 34F? Unbelievable. Now, these pictures are great that we have up on the website. There's one of you wearing kind of a brown bikini, another one you're wearing kind of a red bikini. How old are the pictures?
They were taken this past summer. They're actually the pictures I submitted for the Hooters calendar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got you. Okay, pretty. And you look like, I'm no expert here, but you look like you really, like, must work out or something, do you?
I was a gymnast for 11 years, so I have a naturally toned physique.
Yeah, women that could break me in half with their legs scare me.
Don't be scared. Now, very gentle, I promise.
Now, you say, here's another question. If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? And this is funny because you're the only person that's been this practical. Your biggest pet peeve in life is when you drink a beer and it's warm.
Yeah.
So you would like the superpower of making things cold.
Yes, definitely, because I hate it.
Yeah! Everybody hates warm beer. As long as Jessica's around, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. No one will have warm beer. Save the world.
I like it.
That's funny. All right. Listen, Jessica, we're almost out of time here. One more question we have to ask all the girls. Are you now pregnant or do you plan on becoming pregnant sometime during the course of your reign?
Oh, God, no. Okay.
Not ready for that.
Right now, no babies.
We had to deal with that 4 months ago, and it did not go well.
Yeah. No babies, no anytime soon, I promise.
All right. And your pictures were taken this past summer, so I guess that's...
All right.
That answers
Jessica,
our question.
Jessica, you are you're delightful, and give our best to all the girls down there at the Hooters of Anaheim. We are going to be interviewing two more girls tomorrow, and the voting continues on KROQ.com. Just go to the Kevin and Bean section to see all 10 finalists, and we may be calling you at the end of tomorrow's show if you are, in fact, crowned the winner for Miss Double December 2007.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ.
Oh, you just... Turn on my microphone.
Me too.
And it's
and now you're turning me off. What are you doing?
Just retire.
Here's what happened.
Just retire. You don't want to come to work in the morning. You don't want to be here. You're not turning on people's microphones. You've lost
when
your will
here,
to do
drunk.
The job. Just
here's,
retire.
Here's what happened. I have to stop drinking. Okay.
Well, no kidding. You know who Kevin has become? Psycho Mike, back me up on this. He's Barry Bonds now. He's not good for the team. He's not good for the team.
Right.
He's got a crappy attitude. He doesn't want to be there. He begrudgingly shows up. He's there for one reason and one reason only, and everybody else to
How
hell with
dare
it.
Dare you?
Breaking the record.
Here's why
yep, that's
breaking
all he cares Rick Dees' record. That's all he cares about.
Here's why I'm retarded. I put on my headphones and I heard Bush, the Bush song. And I thought, well, that's not very loud. So I turned up my headphones quite a bit so I could hear it. What I didn't realize is that it was already fading
oh,
all
fading.
The way down.
Yes.
Oh, so you were turning up, turning up.
Yeah, so as soon as I talked, I just about destroyed my hearing for good. Mm-hmm. And it freaked me out and it took me a second to get back into things.
You're a bit of a window licker.
God damn it.
I am a window licker, that is true. All right, time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
A pair of tickets to see the Los Angeles Kings take on the Dallas Stars for you. That's at Staples Center on Saturday, December the 16th. Is that that guy who's getting ready to set the record for all-time scoring for an American? He plays for Dallas, doesn't he? The guy I'm thinking of, Moreno or whatever his name is?
Hmm.
You guys know
who
I'm talking about?
I'm not sure about that, no.
Anyway, see hockey the way it was meant to be live. Yeah, you'll win Kings tickets for being on the air with us. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Adam from Artesia? Sounds like he had an active week already this week.
Adam, good morning. What to do, nephew?
How's it going, Kevin, Dean, Lisa May?
Hey, Adam.
Good, what's going on?
Hey, basically, I was at work on Saturday. Shouldn't have even been there. And three old men come up. One of them, he's got a hat with like a bunch of $100 bills, like $400 or $500 bills. Another two are lined up down the street. So the guy with the hat, he starts counting, and dang, these old men take off running. And one of them looks like he's kind of holding his leg with a bum leg. And basically, this one guy wins, and he gets all the money. He's walking around like he won. And he comes up to me, and he's like, hey, race me. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, race me for $200. So I didn't want to race him because, you know, I don't know, I just thought it was weird. So I end up racing him for $100, and he wants, like, a 10-foot, like, head start. And I'm looking at this guy, and he's, like, holding his leg, and he's got an old cowboy hat on. He's got to be at least you know, I stop running, and once you start running, this guy is no longer an old man with a bum leg. He's running fast, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I got my big, heavy work boots on and stuff as I do construction, and I couldn't catch up to him.
So basically, he faked you out into thinking he would not be able to run. He challenged you to a $100 race and beat you and took your money.
Yeah, that's what it came down to.
And you gave him a 10-foot head start.
Yeah, exactly. He had a head start. He wanted a head start, but he looked so old, and he's, like, holding his leg. I thought I was going to win for sure. It's like, this guy took, like, you know, one of my sister's purse, and I was right there, I would definitely be able to chase him down. No problem, you know?
Or so you thought.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great scam, by the way. I love that.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Glad that happened.
And he deserves your
$100. Totally.
If a guy ever comes up to you and says, do anything against me for $100, he's a con man. He is going to beat you.
The guy that's holding his leg that can't run is not going to offer you
$100. Hey, you want to play a hand of cards for $100? A guy comes up in the street? Do not engage him in that activity. That's why he's asking you to do it.
Adam,
he's pretty sure he's not going to lose.
Adam deserved to lose that $100.
Absolutely, he did.
All right. Tony in West Covina. Good morning. What to do, nephew?
What to do, nephew? Lisa May, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, guys, don't get me wrong. I'm not a Scrooge or nothing. I know it's the holidays, happy season, season's greeting, Merry Christmas, all that stuff, but I go into my local donut shop, coffee shop, whatever, and on the tip cups, now they're writing Merry Christmas, season's greetings, all this crap. I mean, come on, you don't have to shove it in our face.
What, the holiday?
Don't shove all these good feelings in our face.
So you're saying,
Tony.
Wait a minute. I think what he's saying is if you put happy holidays on the tip jar, it's just like more guilt to make sure you put something in the tip jar. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much like give me my gift now.
Would it kill you to put 50 cents in the tip jar?
Throw the change in the tip cup.
You know the one that really got me? The one that said, season's greetings, remember, 'tis the season to give.
Yes.
Bastards.
Yes.
There you go.
Here's what trying to make a buck. Hate them.
Here's what you do, Tony. You get your food or whatever it is you're ordering, and then you grab that jar and run.
I got one better. Yeah, I'm gonna give them a gift. I'm going to go to my local donut shop next time. I'm going to give them a gift. Inside the box, I'm going to tell them, you can't open it till Christmas. I'm going to put a box of Toasted Donuts.
That'll show them.
That's pretty funny.
That is better. Man, that's that a guy burn, Tony. Never recover from that.
Would you like to race me for $100?
Did you ever live in Washington?
What just happened right there? What was that all about? I'm confused.
Yeah, he had some comedy there for us.
Tony in Anaheim. Good morning.
What's going on, guys? That last guy was great. What did you do,
what did you do, Tony?
What did you do, nephew?
Hey, Lisa May. What did you do, baby boo?
Hey, what's on?
Hey, what's on?
Hey,
what's
around. On? Over.
What's on, Tony? Over.
Sorry about that, guys. Got a celebrity starting for you. Your boy, Tony Danza.
Yeah, he's our boy.
Down in Laguna Niguel the other day. Mm-hmm. Down there in one of those, like, boutique shops for your dog. You know, where it's desserts and treats and so forth.
Where Pet Parrot Shoggy Bakery. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he walks in, and he didn't have, like, a big entourage, just a couple people with him, and he had a small dog that he was holding. And I'm like, oh, man, that's Tony Danza. And the girl at the counter, she must have been, like, 16, 17 years old, and she's on her cell phone behind the counter. She's, you know, yapping away. So he needs a price check on something, so he goes and grabs it and comes up to the counter, and he's waiting for her to be done with her conversation. You can tell he's getting a little upset. So as she's on the phone, he throws out, don't you know who I am?
Oh. Yes, our favorite words. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Our favorite words.
The best part was, is she looks at him while she's on her cell phone with this look like, I have no clue who you are.
That's what he deserves.
The funny thing is he had every right to be antsy. I mean, it was inappropriate and rude that she was treating a customer that way, regardless of who he is. But still, he shouldn't have been a jackass and said, don't you know who I am? So he was in the right and in the wrong all at the same time.
Yeah, if those words come out of your mouth, you're bad. That's all there is to it.
Right. And by the way, if you're not famous enough that everybody knows who you are, you should never think that way. Anyway.
Lisa in Yorba Belinda. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
What's going on?
Okay. So I'm getting on the freeway and on my way out and about today, and I see a guy with a sign, panhandler. I've always wondered why their signs are always pristine. Like, they have, like, the new Sharpie, and I don't get that.
So you're asking, so you want to know
The homeless people are too tidy for you.
So you want to know where homeless people get the good materials to make good signs?
Yeah, because it was like there was a Christmas tree on it, and it was all decorated with candy canes and BS, and I'm like, what is this? Like,
so the other guy doesn't want people to get tipped for the holidays, and you want the homeless to have crappier signs.
No, I'm just, like, curious. Like, why is their signs always so pristine?
You know, Jesus right now is smiling down on all of us right now. He's very happy
with what's going on.
No, this is wonderful.
Our listeners hate.
Put Lisa back on for 1 second. Lisa, why don't you think if that's the way they make the living that they wouldn't take their first $4 that they make that week and go out and make a nice sign, because that's the moneymaker. That's what brings people to them.
I mean, obviously. Everybody's in need, and they get that, and they always look terribly disheveled.
Yeah, but they invest in their occupation, is what I'm saying. That's the materials that they use. So why would they have money? A sign? Yeah, it takes money to make money. Exactly.
I had this visual of, like, an old guy walking into, like, Office Max, getting, like, the multi Sharpie pack with, like, a million different colors.
What you should do, you should camp outside of those Office Max stores or whatever they are, and just grab that stuff from those homeless people and run.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Lisa would be happier if they died in a ditch in the middle of the night without a sign, because that way they wouldn't have the good stuff that they don't deserve.
All right, we have one more call.
He should write it in blood on a piece of sandpaper that he found in a dumpster. That's what makes her happy.
Earlier today, we had a feature called Ralph's Rants, and he was upset about any restaurant or any place of business that he's purchasing from when they have a restroom that is very usable, and yet they won't let their customers use it.
Let me pee is what I say.
So Jeff in Simi Valley has a response to that. Hi, Jeff. What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do? Well, what'd it do, nephew? Basically, I was in the Ventura Mall with my son, and I was looking at the phones at the T-Mobile store, and you know, he's 3. When he's got to go, he's got to go.
Sure.
And they tell you at the last minute. Well, he told me he had to go, so I looked at the manager and said, hey, is it cool if you use the restroom? The guy's like, nah. I go, you should do my son, he's 3. And then he goes, no. I go, last answer, come on. He goes, nope. I go, fine. I told him to drop his pants and do it in the corner. So he did.
You told your son just to pee right there in the store.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's a parent for you right there.
That is awesome. Yeah.
What was the reaction? I mean, did they get furious and throw you out?
The security came and they tried to get my son and take him into a room and ask him why he did it. And I wouldn't let him do it. And I just walked out the mall.
Wait a minute. He wanted to question your 3-year-old?
Yeah.
Wow. Why did he think he did it? He had to go.
Well, you think about it. Like you or me, we know we got to go. We can hold it. But a kid, he's going to wait till the very last second. And it's either in his pants or in the bathroom.
Look, the people at that store.
In the T-Mobile store, then. In his pants, so I don't have to worry about changing them.
The people at that store are asking for it. That's all I'm saying.
I got to tell you that if we took calls from people who work in retail, especially the big stores, mm-hmm. a lot of them would tell you that they find pee and poo all the time, like in amongst the racks and in corners
really?
And stuff. Yes.
Hey, I can't wait till we have that conversation.
I heard a whole discussion
hey,
about it.
Hey, do you have pee and poo in your store?
I worked at Nordstrom for quite some time. And
no one ever takes a dump at Nordstrom.
One particular lady who never bought clothes who came in just to go poopy in the women's dressing rooms. It was awesome. Oh. I got so happy when she came in because I worked in the men's department, so I wouldn't have to deal with it. And she would just drop bombs.
It sounds like most of the time it's kids. Like parents just don't want to deal with it, so they just throw them in a corner.
I got an email from a lot of parents when I did that rant about the bathroom saying invariably when they're out with their children, they're getting denied going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
You've got a little kid who has to go and you won't bend the rules even for them.
Especially if you're spending money in their store.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
People are bad.
All right, nothing but the holiday spirit in this segment of What Have You, Nephew? I got to tell you. Thanks to all of our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning, including our pal Mr. Skin. Website is MrSkin.com. Check it out if you want to see all the lovely nudity from all the movies. Thanks to Susan Miller, astrologer to the stars. AstrologyZone.com is where you can find her. Boy, she sure is popular with the listeners, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Something else. I want to thank both of the Miss Double D December contestants that we spoke with today, Jessica and Monique. There's only one more day to vote. We'll talk to two more ladies tomorrow, and then at the end of tomorrow's show, we're going to crown Miss Double December 2007. That person will be coming to Acoustic Christmas shows this weekend. And also thanks for listening to Monique White from Inglewood. She sang a song today from She Wants Revenge on her phone to us for more than 2 hours today, and she beat the other contestant and won tickets in the pit and backstage passes to One Night this weekend too.
How about that?
So way to go, Monique.
So you got tickets and backstage passes all day today at the top of the hour, or as close as we're able to get. So keep listening for that. And then tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are kicking off a full day of you, yourself, winning tickets to both nights of K-Rock. So Saturday and Sunday night.
Wow.
Starting tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. So make sure you're tuning in for that. Plus, we got Harvey Levin, ways to beat drunk driving tests, movie beat, a whole bunch of other stuff. So that's all coming up tomorrow morning.
Cat Corbett's next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock on KRQ-FM Pasadena, Los Angeles, including some Weezer, also 30 Seconds to Mars, Smashing Pumpkins, plus 44 The Shins, and more right after this on K-Rock.